I think
he's going to get a posthumous one. I think the people will realise they made a mistake on this one. Chris Hewitt, pleasure to speak to you. He's news editor at Empire Magazine, covering all things film and movie. Right? Talking about the very sad death of Gene Wilder, but what a life to celebrate after he died very sadly at the age of 83 yesterday. Thank you very much to Chris for that. Well, I'm almost done for another day. Delighted to be joined by Mr. John Holmes in the studio. Now. Hello, love.
Hello.
Has it been completely bonkers while I've been away?
Oh, we've missed you so terribly.
They say that.
Yes. Apparently we have to say that to whoever's been off.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Whoever you are. Who's in today? Two mics, me. It could be anything. What's your favourite role that Gene Wilder
Young played? Frankenstein.
That one. I find it fascinating. Everyone's got a different one.
Yeah. What was yours?
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, the Waco Kid. Close second, certainly. But Young Frankenstein, I don't know, just because it was...
Did you relate to that?
I kind of did, yeah. I don't know why. What's Frankenstein, of course, as we should say.
Oh, Frankenstein. Yeah. Oh, you've got about roughly less than no seconds.
About roughly less than no seconds?
Yeah, to tell me what's going on. I'm back from holiday.
Shut up, let me speak.
I'm not quite into timings yet. All right, talk.
We'll give away some meat in a game of band or shoe. There'll be a mystery object quiz. I'll hold up something in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify what it is.
Banjo?
No.
Okay.
You don't win £5,000.
Okay, I don't. But see, I mean, that was less than no seconds. That's John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm going to go and not eat something unhealthy just for a change after the last 10 days and maybe stay sober. Who knows? It might happen. That's all coming up. You'll have the headlines in just a few minutes. Then Mr. John Holmes to take you through the afternoon. Speak to you tomorrow.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat. And you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Tuesday, isn't it? Feels like a Monday. But it is a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. And ahead of, you know, whatever the hell's coming up, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Apple to pay huge tax penalty. The Home Secretary's in France for security talks. And Gene Wilder's co-star, Veruca Salt, pays tribute.
Talk Radio.
There's been a major European ruling on one of the world's biggest tech giants.
Apple's tax benefits in Ireland are illegal.
That's the European Commissioner for Competition, Margarete Vestager, has announced Apple's having to pay a figure of up to £11 billion plus interest. The firm denies any wrongdoing and is promising to appeal, saying the ruling will damage investment and jobs in Europe. But the regulator insists Apple benefited from illegal state aid. A man who had a foot removed because of diabetes has told Talk Radio it's unacceptable. Patients faced a postcode lottery when it comes to amputations. The charity Diabetes UK claims the number of operations is now at an all-time high of 20 a day, but most of them are preventable. Robert Carew-Hunt says it's not right.
If some NHS trusts can get it right, then there is obviously a formula for getting it right, and it should be possible to follow that formula throughout the country and ensure there isn't a postcode lottery.
A 72-year-old man has been arrested following a 40-hour standoff with armed police at a house near Bognor Regis. He's been detained on suspicion of making threats to kill and possession of a firearm. The father of a British backpacker who died in Australia after trying to protect a fellow traveller from a knife attack says the family's bereft. Tom Jackson had been in hospital since being stabbed in Queensland a week ago. The Home Secretary is expected to strongly defend the border deal with France, which allows UK officials to stop migrants crossing the channel. Amber Rudd is in Paris today. Some politicians in the country want to scrap the checks in Calais. Critics here say the plans would act as a magnet for a further influx of people, adding to the 9,000 who are already at the jungle camp. The controversial badger colour has been extended to 5 more areas of England: Herefordshire, Gloucestershire, Cornwall, Devon and Dorset. The animals will be shot in an attempt to stop the spread of bovine TB, but some campaigners think it's cruel and ineffective. Willy Wonka star Gene Wilder is being remembered by fellow comedians and actors following his death at the age of 83. Samuel L. Jackson, Steve Martin and Jim Carrey have all been tweeting tributes. Julie Dawn Cole, who starred as Veruca Salt in Willy Wonka, has told Talk Radio he was a lovely man.
Just a very nice, gentle man, very caring, no big ego, which is rare, and we hear too often, you know, comics can have a little bit of a dark side to them, but Gene was just wonderfully generous, patient, great fun to be around.
And 6 Doctor Who episodes, which were lost after being aired 50 years ago, are reportedly being made into cartoons. The 6-part story, The Power of the Daleks, which features the show's first regeneration, were thrown out of the BBC's archives.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places fine, dry and sunny today, but wet and breezy across western Scotland. Highs of 25 degrees.
Oh, now.
Hi, John.
Hi, Victoria. You're back?
I am.
I mean, I was off yesterday. Bank holiday.
So was I.
I know. You were off on Friday as well, though.
I know.
What were you doing?
I was getting ready for a wedding where my best friend was getting married.
That's
and I was
nice.
Bridesmaid.
Were you? Mm. How long did it take you to get ready then? A couple of days?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah. The amount of makeup they had to put on me.
Your best friend,
hairspray.
Was it?
Hairspray, yeah.
Was it? Mm. You weren't maid of honour then? Just a bride?
Well, no. She didn't give anyone that title, right. But I was the one who was landed with all the duties.
Right.
So
you got all the duties, but none of the glory.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a very good friend, is it?
Well, thanks, John. I'll tell her that when she's back off her mini moon.
What?
Her mini moon.
Is that what she calls it?
It's a shortened honeymoon.
Oh.
Having a little break now. Another one next year.
I see. Where's she gone?
She's gone to a Spanish island. I think Menorca.
Where's she going for a proper one?
They haven't planned it yet. We all gave them loads of money.
Did
so
you?
Whatever they can, wherever they can afford to go with the present money, yeah.
Great. Good chat. Right, so it's who's got the support today? Is it Ben?
I don't know because I was late today. I didn't even write my own bulletin.
Frank admission there from someone still on probation. It's Talk Radio. I think I'm going to say Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben. Yeah. Good afternoon. Yeah. Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart.
He's here
due
on time,
to have a
isn't
medical
he?
Today ahead of a loan move. The
not.
England number one's been given permission to leave training camp with the national side to finalise a deal ahead of tomorrow's deadline. Hart's agent Jonathan Barnett has told Italian media the deal is done. Another England player set for a loan move. Arsenal midfielder Jack Wilshere is to leave the Emirates short term. It's believed the temporary move has been mutually agreed between player and club. On to cricket. England can win the one-day series with Pakistan with 2 games to spare later. They're 2-0 up going into match number 3 at Trent Bridge. Finally, Europe's Ryder Cup golf captain Darren Clarke has named Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer and Belgian Thomas Peters as his wildcard picks to face the USA. There's no place for Luke Donald, Graham McDowell or Russell Knox. The tournament gets underway at the end of next month.
Yeah.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, pre-recorded Ben.
Talk Radio.
It's not the size of the car, it's the size of the adventure. It's not the shortcut, it's the scenic route. It's not squinting in the sun, it's stopping to enjoy it. Whatever they look like, these are the journeys that matter. Esso Synergy Supreme Plus, helping to improve fuel economy wherever you go. Esso, energy lives here. Synergy Supreme Plus fuel benefits are compared to corresponding Synergy regular grade. Fuel economy may vary depending on engine type and condition, driving style and fuel previously used. Synergy Supreme Plus, available at selected Esso sites. See esso.co.uk for details.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, the UK's 34th American singer-songwriter, musician and pioneer of the sound of Motown. That tells you the traffic, to remind you that you're stuck behind a bus, licking each other's ears. To be clear, what's that racket? If you're just joining us, welcome along. I am Marvin Gaye. And passing around a baby panda in a branch of Claire's accessories. That's not a euphemism. Some breaking music news for you as well. Donald Trump appears to have called in because hearing me say metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, has reminded him we are going to play Oh No Sir.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, the twist of my family.
So, good afternoon then, and hello, and what's more, welcome. It is your Tuesday, feels like a Monday, Talk Radio, afternoon things, things coming up. Many critics are already calling this an absolutely appalling remake of Are You Being Served? Dreadful, they say. Nothing like the original. It appears to be just 3 hours of people talking crap and adverts for Selco, where the trade go. I don't remember that from the Molly Sugden era, says one on Twitter. This so called remake of Are You Being Served this afternoon on Talk Radio is awful. The cast are nothing like the original cast, says another. This remake of Are You Being Served on Talk Radio right now, absolutely terrible. It's not even set in a department store. It seems to be set in a cheap radio studio that doesn't work properly even after 6 months on air. I miss Mrs. Slocum. Where's the pussy? Well, I can tell you, Cornelius is here this afternoon. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
So don't worry, though, because as like the migrant camp in Calais, possibly moving to Dover, we now slowly shift our way towards 4 o'clock. Not by hiding in lorries, but by jumping on the bandwagon marked ill-judged radio features. I am John Holmes, and with Are You Being Served in mind, let's see what's on the floor, on each floor, of today's show. Marta, give me the theme. Ground floor, perfumery, stationery headline hijack, wigs, haberdashery, lonely lunch club food going up. First floor, telephones, text, social media, ready-made work experience punditry, today's Aiden with the music going up. Second floor, carpets, travel goods, boxes and hairspray in what the people think if anybody bothers to make it today. Diversity paper review, it's Josh. He's a Jew. It's part of our commitment to diversity. He's not a Jew. What is he? Oh, okay, he's a black one. All right, fine. Oh, whatever. That's the diversity for today. Third floor, big debate, underwear and shoes, furnishings, kitchenware, and a Kickstarter that we'll promote on the radio. Fourth floor, mystery object quiz, underwear and shoe, ear gap. Didn't really work very well, if I'm brutally honest. Fade the old music back up again. That's absolutely fine. There we go. I mean, I made an effort.
It was good at first, but it sort of petered out.
Yeah. Much like this show since it started back in March. Anyway, I think this show's remake of Are You Being Served is already better than the BBC's one, despite it being crap. So there. You know what they should do? I was thinking this, to solve this migrant camp problem, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm thinking about this, right? If you put big screens up in the jungle camp in Calais, right, and screen the remakes, like, of Are You Being Served and stuff, right, and, like, then have sort of border guards on tannoys going, see this? This is Britain. Is this a life you want? A poor remake of Are You Being Served? Is that what you want? A poor imitation of the original? Of Captain Peacock? And then the migrants will watch that, of course, with horror, shake their heads, and slowly return to their war zones, realising that Britain is not a place to be. Just trying to help. Ginger Dave is not producing, to be honest. I mean, it's been so long now, we've got no indication of his whereabouts, just a series of discarded NHS cards, NUS cards, beg your pardon, NHS cards, yeah, student nurses, why not? Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yeah.
Right. Marta's on the buttons today.
Hello.
Victoria. Oh, she's chirpy. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah.
She's not. Paid intern Cornelius is as Taylor Swift is dismissed from jury duty in America. If you've seen that news today, she was going to be doing jury duty, but she's been dismissed from that. Doesn't have to do it. Here's paid intern Cornelius performing one of her hits in French as a treat for any migrants that might be listening in Calais. Here we go.
Je fais le trop tard. Je n'ai rien dans le serveur. C'est que la geste descend. Je que la descend. Jacques à la vôtre, jo. Et c'est reggae.
That's reggae.
Raga. Bébé, je vais me mettre. Le presque est tout, cavasse, brise. Et, I don't know where
Do you know
I
what? The remake
song.
Of Are You Being Served was actually better than that. Okay, I'm John Holmes, and this is, oh, let's call it a Tuesday afternoon's talk radio thing from Talk Radio. Oh, let's start with the music. On Talk Radio, and I wonder why the devil I'll be playing Guns N' Roses on Talk Radio. The answer is forthcoming. Cornelius, I can see you're chomping at the salad there. Wanting to know, not a euphemism, why I am playing Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle on Talk Radio on a Tuesday afternoon. About 1:15.
I do. I chomp at the salad of knowledge, yes. John. And that knowledge I want to know.
Well, I shall tell you.
Is why.
Why do you think?
Why you're playing.
What's in the news? What's the big story that it could be linked
to? Is it NHS cuts?
No.
Slash. Yeah.
No.
Have you had a problem with your car?
No.
Because axle?
No.
Welcome to the jungle. I've got it.
What is it?
It's the jungle.
It's the migrant camp. And every time a new migrant goes into that camp, by the way, they have to perform this karaoke style. as a rite of passage.
Sure. Mm.
All of the guards, the border guards, they're welcoming them to the jungle by singing this, handing them the microphone and saying, you want to come in here, migrant boy or girl, sing Welcome to the Jungle. And that's how they, that's how they're tested. It's like a sort of Calais Got Talent. It's in the news today, of course. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, is in Paris discussing the future of the migrant camp. The French want to essentially put it in Dover and let the migrants work out their asylum applications on British time and British soil and British dollar. Pound, but you see what I mean. Instead of it all being the responsibility of the French, the Daily Mail have gone mental about that, as you would expect. But what's the solution? It's an ongoing problem. Of course, the migrant camp keeps growing. We will be solving that problem within the next probably around 10 minutes here on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Aspodcast is through the glass. It is her job. One of her jobs is to book a guest. And as that's one of her jobs, she'll probably get it wrong like the rest of them. Aspodcast through the glass. Afternoon.
Yep.
Yep. Could you get us an expert, please, on something to do with it?
Guns and Roses?
No. You weren't listening again, were you?
No.
Okay.
I'm busy!
No, you're not. But it's something to do with migrant camps and stuff like that. Expert.
An expert,
yeah.
On
whatever.
A yeah. Camp migrant.
A yeah. Camp migrant.
Not that. That's offensive.
That is offensive, Cornelius. That's not really nice. An expert on camps.
Yes. Thanks. Okay. Right. That's Cass has got 2 minutes to sort that out. So we'll be talking to somebody and solving this entire migrant Calais jungle crisis next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South Yorkshire's A1M is back to normal in both directions after early problems around Junction 35 for the M18. A broken down crane on the A34 in Oxford is causing delays around the Hinksey Hill interchange, and not a million miles away from that, the A40 is very busy because of work around the Cutslow roundabout. Through the New Forest, A31's queuing eastbound towards the picket post services. That's because of a broken down vehicle which is now on the hard shoulder, and Cardiff's Northern Avenue Manorway is busy heading into the city because of works around Birch Grove Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Suntan lotion, check. Knotted hanky, check. Budgie smugglers, check. Because the next full set breakfast is the very last one of summer 2016. Make the most of it with me, Paul Ross, right here on Talk Radio. The full set breakfast. Olay. And oi, Fritz, get that beach towel off that deck chair.
The Paul Ross full set breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Thank you, racist. 1:22 in the afternoon, and before we discuss today's big story and solve the migrant crisis in Calais single-handedly, Cornelius has been taking some of your reactions that have been coming in, which you know you can get to us via this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
What's coming in, Cornelius?
We need to apply some pressure. That's coming from Matt Samo Park. Yep. And the bosses say they want more running jokes in the show. So what kind of running shoes are made from banana skins?
I don't know what kind of running shoes are made from banana skins.
Slippers.
They're not running shoes. So, post-Brexit, the possibility of Calais migrant jungle camp shifting to these shores moves like the camp itself ever closer. UK Home Secretary, with the name of a porn star, Amber Rudd, is in Paris to negotiate as the tented camp grows larger. To the French, the camp is naught more than a giant canvas burkini covering up the UK's immigration problem, and they want to take it off and give it to Britain to wear. Critics say that conditions are intolerable for the people camping there, much like Centre Parks, which, as everyone knows, is just butlins with a lid. But what of a solution? On the line now to help us through is a guest that Cass has ill-advisedly, no doubt, booked. He's called Brynner. Good afternoon, Brynner.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Is your first name Yul?
If you want it to be.
Fine. So, on the line is the late actor Yul Brynner. Now, Brynner, tell us your title, what do you do?
I guess I'm a bit of an events coordinator, sort of festival director. I've put on events, got some clubbing brands, and heavily involved in that type of industry, really.
Okay, so here's my question to you, right? Now, think about this.
Okay.
Right, hundreds of tents, right? Unsanitary conditions, filthy toilets, often unpalatable food, right? If we put a stage at one end of the migrant camp, hey presto, it's a festival.
It's Glastonbury all over again. But
exactly.
France, I guess.
So yeah, is this not the solution?
Yeah, or if you want to get rid of them, just put David Guetta. They'll all disperse as quickly as they came, I guess.
There you go. This is the point, isn't it, you see? Because all of the conditions there are exactly like a festival would be, right? Apart from David Guetta or indeed anything else. So if you put a stage... And, hey, a number of stages. You know, a main stage with Guetta, a sort of new music stage, a Daily Mail hate stage. You know, all of these places in and around the camp, we turn it into a festival. Festivals, as you know, Brynner, people will pay hundreds of pounds, weren't they, to go to a festival? So people just turn it into something trendy. Call the migrant tents yurts and bring one van selling falafel in. We've got a success story, not something that people don't want. Am I right?
Well, I think the French president will no doubt be... if he can't get through to Mark Leavis, I'm sure he could be a call. I'm happy to consult on the project. I'm sure we're onto a winner there.
Yes. So what is it? I mean, what are the key ingredients for a festival then?
They're all there by the way you've listed them. I'm almost looking online to buy a ticket myself. Obviously you need good music. You need a really good crowd, a really good demographic that are going to buy into the concept that's been created.
Which indeed the migrants would do if they were faced with it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So I think they've pretty much nailed it. They just need a really good sort of booking agent to secure the talent.
Yep.
And, well, they'll probably never sort of leave Calais again, I guess.
Exactly. So we call it Jungle Fest, right? And here's the USP, Brynner, right? It's not, you haven't got to wait for it like Glastonbury, or wait for it like the Isle of Wight Festival, or Love Box, or any of those ones, have you? Or Best of All, or Latitude. No, you haven't got to wait for it every year. It's there all the year round, Bruno, isn't it? And all we've got to do is parade a succession of bands through, performing there for migrants. Open it up. Open it right up to the public as well. Everyone camping. The tents are already there. You know, some of the tents, I mean, I haven't really seen the footage, but I imagine some of it's just like glamping there, probably already, isn't it? So,
I would imagine you're looking to you pretty much half resolved the immigration issues in our problem, because I would imagine you'll have people leaving the UK shores for Calais in droves. I would imagine so. We could. Yeah.
You've only got
a bit of a win-win.
You've only got to look at the roads around Glastonbury when that's on. You know, people. Excuse the term, migrate towards it, don't they? Because it's become as a rite of passage. It's become, you know, all we need is to transpose that feeling. You know, just some middle class people pretending to relive their youth. That's all we need, and just stick them there in the jungle camp with
it'd be like D-Day all over again. We just need a flotilla of rubber dinghies, I guess, and we'll all be over there.
Yeah. See, this now you're on the wavelength. I think this is a Richard. Richard, yeah, Richard Littlejohn, there perhaps, you know, just on the door taking the tickets, because he's quite awkward about who goes in and out. Richard Littlejohn is, and he's got his opinion, so he's on the gate, maybe taking the tickets and letting people in, letting people out. people, and also it's camping in France. People pay a fortune for that, don't they? I've got friends who've been in Julia Hartley Brewer. She's just back from France, a holiday in France. She told me she paid a fortune for it and ate too much. So it's ideal, isn't it? You wouldn't have to go as far as the bounciest place in France. What's the bounciest place in France, Cornelius?
Dordogne?
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go that far. You just go to Calais, watch the bands, eat your falafel, glamping. Solved. Bryna, thanks so much for talking to us. That's been
it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has. I'm going to say yes, it has. Thank you very much. That's Yul Brynner, late actor and organiser of Forbidden Forest Secret Party Project and Bits of Glastonbury, among other things, as our expert there today, helping us solve the migrant crisis, which I think we've done in the last 10 minutes. Still to come on this programme, Lonely Lunch Club, of course, in the next half an hour. If you are lunching alone, we want to hear from you. You can be inducted into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon Tupperware Hall of Despair. And what's more today, would you like to win some meat? Don't nod, Victoria, you're not eligible. Would you like to win... Certainly it's not that kind. Would you like to win some meat? You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg.
You're not racist.
Because you're not racist. It's a game today. You know, Theresa May has said that her most prized possession is her shoes. Today it is a game of band or shoe. If you'd like to play, here's the way to do it. Text this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And sort of then write, I want to play the game. And then we'll call you back. Ask broadcast. With her northern voice that you don't really understand when the phone rings, but do your best. She'll be basically ringing to get you on to play Band or Shoe later in the programme. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
All of that to come. It's 1:30 exactly. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Apple has been ordered to pay up to £11 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The European Commission's ruled that a special scheme to route profits through the country was illegal. Both Apple and the Irish finance minister say they want to appeal the decision. Heather South is a tax lawyer.
The problem for the Irish government is that this potentially undermines their tax system. But what's actually interesting about the ruling is that they've suggested that other countries, including the US, could try to collect more tax instead. And that might actually be the way out of this.
Australian police have described a British man as selfless following his death a week after trying to save a backpacker who was stabbed to death. Tom Jackson was injured while trying to help fellow Briton Mia Alif Chung, who was being attacked at a hospital in Queensland. A 72-year-old man has been arrested after a 40-hour armed standoff in West Sussex. Police surrounded a house in Pagham where it's claimed the man was refusing to leave. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, is meeting with her French counterpart in Paris. She's expected to reject calls to scrap the border deal between the UK and France. Some French politicians want to move immigration checks from Calais to Britain. A controversial badger cull has been extended to 5 more areas. Authorities are attempting to stop the spread of TB in cattle in parts of Herefordshire, Somerset, Dorset, Devon and and Cornwall. Animal rights campaigners argue the policy doesn't work and is inhumane. And in sport, England captain Wayne Rooney has confirmed he intends to retire from international football after the next World Cup. New manager Sam Allardyce has reappointed him to the role ahead of qualifying for the tournament in Russia in 2018. The weather, most places fine, dry and sunny, wet and breezy though across western Scotland, highs of 25 degrees.
Thank you, though. Thanks very much, Victoria. Wayne Rooney's going to retire after the next World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Retiring to spend more time with elderly prostitutes.
No one said that.
No, that's what
that you wasn't in his statement.
That's why he's retiring, so he can go to a retirement home.
Yeah. It's like Tinder to him, that is.
I'm sure he would say that's not true.
It is true.
Yeah, well.
You're right, is that it?
I'm done.
Fine, good.
I really want to go get my lunch now. Can I get out?
What have you got?
What have you
well,
having?
No, because I was running late. I'm going to go to the canteen and get the chicken they've got.
Can I have a potato wedge?
If you ask nicely, if you say please.
Please.
All right.
Ask for a potato wedgie and see what happens then.
No. Can I go now?
Yes.
Thanks.
Victoria just going.
Oh, Victoria?
No!
What were you going to ask for?
Just tell her to have a good lunch.
Fine. If you're lunching alone, like Victoria, she's doing it because no one will talk to her in the office, because she has no friends. But if you're lunching alone for whatever reason, Lonely Lunch Club on the way, you can be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story. Now, if you've only just tuned in, you've missed us in the last 10 or 15 minutes completely solving the migrant problem in the Calais jungle. That's in the news today. You've just been hearing with Victoria that Amber Rudd is in Paris. She's the Home Secretary, not a porn star, although it does sound the same. Trying to negotiate with the French, who want to move the camp to Dover and let the migrants apply for asylum on French time and soil. Rather than where it is at the moment. To the French, as we said, the camp is essentially a giant canvas burkini covering up the UK's immigration problem, and they want to take it off and give it to Britain to wear. A lot of your reactions coming in. Cornelius, what have you got?
Lots coming in, John. This is registering for a Glastonbury ticket is pretty much as complicated as applying for asylum. That's coming from Am I Right?
Yeah.
And you can't move the jungle to Dover. It's a desolate sort of slum-like place. The last thing it needs is the jungle. That's coming from... Yeah, yeah, well done.
That's coming from one of the writers of Ready for's Loose End. So this is a big problem, isn't it? The migrant. We decided we were solving it, by the way. And if you think about it, if you just joined us, here's what the solution is. Think about what you've got there in Calais. You've got hundreds, if not thousands, of tents. You've got unsanitary conditions, filthy unsanitary conditions, often unusable toilets. You've seen the footage. Unpalatable food. So all you have to do is put a stage at one end and hey presto, it's a festival. People, of course, pay hundreds of pounds to go to festivals. And also, don't call the tents tents. Call them migrants' yurts. And stick one van selling falafel in there. And then we've created something fashionable rather than something no one wants. John, you're absolutely right. Daily Mail stage, yes, we've talked about that. Several stages, I'm sure bands will be queuing up to play, open the access. Get Richard Littlejohn personally vetting, taking the tickets, vetting them. What about a giant statue of Littlejohn Over the entrance, this is Little John, of course, complaining about it all in the Daily Mail today. Like the Colossus of Rhodes, but with Calais and Richard Littlejohn. The Arse of Calais, it would be called. Thanks for that very much. That's just come in as well. What's this say? This is just a general problem. Divert the tunnel. The migrants coming through the tunnel, John. Simply divert the tunnel, right? Build extra tunnel. So the migrants enter the tunnel thinking they're coming to Britain, but then halfway down the tunnel, right, have it turn sharply to the right or left. and this is, I'm just reading this out, whichever way the Isle of Wight is from there, right? And then, so block the straight bit up, then have it turn left or right towards the Isle of Wight, have it end at the Isle of Wight, all the migrants will go onto the Isle of Wight, close the Isle of Wight, put a wall round it. The Isle of Wight's already got a festival, so it works. Like two. Donald Trump's wall, two festivals, you're right. Yeah. Now three. Donald Trump's wall, take that, put it round the Isle of Wight. It's like the film, it's Escape from New York. But instead of criminals in New York walled off, it's migrants on the Isle of Wight. No one likes the Isle of Wight anyway. and that's come in from the mayor of the Isle of Wight. Thanks for that. Do keep your suggestions as to how to solve the migrant crisis coming in this afternoon. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Around, I'm going to be so bold as to say 22 minutes time exactly, there will be, of course, the 2 o'clock news here on Talk Radio, which, by the way, is what you're listening to. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And in that news at 2 o'clock, quite apart from the news that you'd expect to be there, you know, like the facts and the stories and the actual news, we'd like you, and I'm inviting you to do it, to put a made-up news story in there. The reason? Well, it's because we like to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. They might well be having their lunch, they might have popped out of the office, they might have just nipped out. And when they nip back, the chances are it'll be at 2 o'clock to start work for the afternoon. Put the radio back on, first thing they hear is the news, believe it because it's the news, there'll be a made-up news story in there, and you're to supply it. It's what we call headline hijack. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yes, we know. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, what's been coming in? Discussions have already started as to what Ireland is going to spend the 13 billion euros that they're owed from Apple on. You've heard this in the news. Mm-hmm. Apple may well have to pay all that money back in tax. They have been told their tax scheme was potentially illegal. They've been investigated by the EU. And the commission has ordered Apple to repay the tax. Apple are going to appeal. Some potential projects that they could spend the money on, should Apple cough up, have been put forward. They include replacing the Irish Channel with Guinness, gifting every world leader a sack of potatoes.
A whole sack.
Yeah, and also going to war with Sweden. That's been suggested there from the Irish people. Cornelius, what have you got coming in?
This is from Lila, who says...
Lila.
Supermarkets are having to change the packaging of free-range eggs after advertising standards agency have said that they can no longer be referred to as free because you have to pay for them. A major supermarket spokesperson has said that they will now be renamed Happy Chicken Eggs. It's from Lila.
Lila.
Hey, Lila.
A study has shown that England, this is from Sally, has shown that England became up to 10 decibels quieter during the month of August. This is due to the large proportion of loud, attention-seeking people, such as drama students, all going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. That's coming there from Sally. Right, 20 minutes to the news. That means you've got 20 minutes to get your made-up news story to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's the news in haikus as well to come. Current affairs explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. And next we will meet somebody lunching alone and attempt to make their lunchtime fewer lonely. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our CR-V Black Edition. From its active cornering headlights that turn with the wheel to its smart keyless entry that unlocks the door when you're close, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Dryathlon is coming, and for those taking part, the effects of going booze-free for a month could soon become apparent. Audio hallucinations barely proved to be a problem for many, with some beer pull reporting the appearance of their favourite drink, beer and there, in the things they overbeer. It is not believed that the absence of alcohol directly affects the beer canal, but it is beer that symptoms can severely worsen until barely every word sufferer's beer is the beer, 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 beer. No alcohol for September for Cancer Research UK. Sign up at dryathlon.org and we will beat cancer sooner.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South Yorkshire's A1M is back to normal in both directions after early problems around Junction 35 for the M80. A broken down crane on the A34 in Oxford is causing delays around the Hinksey Hill interchange, and not a million miles away from that, the A40 is very busy because of work around the Cutslow roundabout. Through the New Forest, A31's queuing eastbound towards the Picket Post services. That's because of a broken down vehicle which is now on the hard shoulder, and Cardiff's Northern Avenue Manorway is busy heading into the city because of works around Birch Grove Road. I'm Jarena Adams.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Paid intern Cornelius was asked to produce Jake's Yap programme this weekend, all the way from the Edinburgh Festival, while Cornelius was in London. And you got a handover email, didn't you?
Shut up! Right, come on. Yeah, I did.
Shall I move on?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right, it is Talk Radio, and as well as trying to produce Jake Yap's breakfast show on a Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah, it was good.
In the face of...
get the podcast.
The world's worst email. that's not the only thing that's complicated, is it? Because the news is quite complicated, isn't it, Connie?
I can't get my head around
no.
it.
No! I can't really explain what's going on, but if you see one of us in the street at any point, like later, just stop us and ask and we'll explain what we're talking about.
Oh, no, don't stop me.
So, the news, as I say, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, I've already said I can't get my head around
You're
it,
You're not John. The only one, Cornelius, because lots of people can't get their head around the news, because it's got a complex issue when you start sort of looking at it. And when you take the news and you kind of peel the layers away... as regular listeners will know, what you'll find, and I mean, you can do it yourself. You don't need to take it, you know, to a cobbler's or anything, or to, you know, you can do it yourself in a shed. You literally take the news. My advice is you wear some safety goggles and put it in a vise or something, and just sort of cut the layers of the news away. And eventually, what you'll do is you'll get down and find that inside the news, it just all boils down to Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We help explain the news in haiku.
Willy Wonka goes to the great big chocolate factory in the sky.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
Lonely
I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah, yes. It's time for you to take us by the hand and allow us to lead you into the talk radio in the weekday afternoons Tupperware Hall of Despair. The mouldering pita bread doors thrown open once again, allowing us access to the innermost sanctum of the lonely. It's Lonely Lunch Club. If you want to be a member of it, well, it's very simple. All you need to do is be lunching alone. You need to be having your lunch alone. You need to be a lonely hot lunch. The reason isn't important. It could be anything. It could be that you just happen to like your own company. It could be that you're near death and no relatives have come. It could be any reason that you like. All you got to do is be lunching alone. Get in touch and we will call you back. You can get in touch using this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And do you know, Dang and Nabbit, you could also use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. So get in touch for Lonely Lunch Club, where we will induct you into that Tupperware Hall of Despair, making your lunchtime fewer lonely. What?
You're being really annoying today.
Well, I'm not! Okay. I'm not. Well, no. I mean, you know, you worked with Bob Mills yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, and he's a pleasure to work with.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Really nice guy.
On the phone now is someone who's going to be inducted today. It's called Harold. Hello, Harold.
Hello there, Mr. Jonathan.
Hello there, Mr. Harold.
Hello.
How are you, Harold?
I'm fine. I'm at cruising altitude, about 25,000 feet above Hertfordshire.
Good. So you're talking to us from a plane, I'm guessing, or have you drifted off?
No, not a plane.
No.
I wish it was a plane, but it's not.
What is it?
Well, I'd better explain.
Yes.
I was having problems with ruffians on the estate. You know, ruffians?
Ruffians, yes.
They come in and look at the rabbits.
Rabbits?
So I decided to have the place electrified. And I thought, I wouldn't just get the fences electrified. I would get the entire place electrified.
Yes.
But then I had a problem, you see. I couldn't go anywhere because I kept getting electrocuted.
Yes.
But I was rather lucky because I was in my hobby room, and now I have this hobby. I rather enjoy inflating guinea pigs with helium gas.
Yes.
So I inflated one and made my escape.
Can one inflated guinea pig lead to an escape? Because my knowledge of inflated guinea pigs isn't great, but I would posit, Harold, that you need I'd posit that you need more than one inflated guinea pig to escape.
You would think that, but not if you have enough gas.
Does the outer casing of a guinea pig allow for expansion?
No, they go back to the dinosaurs. They've evolved to have an extraordinarily strong outer carapace. But if you tie them securely to a nozzle,
yes,
with a large amount of helium in a canister, they get very, very big. I mean, almost like you can quite happily sit on one, as I am now.
And in terms of
safety,
is there any?
Well, I'm grabbing onto some tufts.
Yeah. Yes. Some.
And I'm rather afraid of getting shot down.
Have you drifted
My
into military?
In the Air Force tell me that's likely to happen.
Yes. I mean, if you drift a helium expanded guinea pig into military territory, into a military fly zone,
or anywhere. I mean, there's nothing the Air Force enjoy more than shooting down rodents. This is a fact.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. So, outline for us. I mean, we can send help, certainly.
Yeah,
I mean, for a start,
that's rather an appeal because, thankfully, I have my phone and I was scrolling through various radio stations and none of them would take my call except yours.
Yes, that's because we don't really get any. So, is there anything that you can see that you could perhaps drift the guinea pig towards, so you could grab the, you know, a tall pylon maybe, or a
at 25,000 feet, there's very little to see.
Yes. Yes. What would be the? I mean, we could push, send up another inflated pig. You're going to have to give us some time, though, because we're going to have to get a guinea pig and nip down to Clinton's or something to get a helium party balloon canister.
Yes, and Swarfiga.
Is that how you put the nozzle in?
You have to put the nozzle in.
Yeah.
It can get rather uncomfortable. They need Swarfiga.
Forgive me for not knowing. Do you need a live guinea pig, or can it be dead?
I think it would be rather cruel to kill one.
Right, so the advice...
A live one.
A live one. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so, by the way, you know you've left the estate now essentially to the ruffians. Just because when you get
That's
back...
That's the sacrifice I have to make.
Assuming we get you down...
Yes. I would rather hope they were all electrocuted. I did electrify everything.
Yeah.
Except for my hobby room. So, and I electrified it very, very strongly indeed. They would be killed, I would hope.
Right. So, I mean, what you have done is a service to. I didn't really ask where you took off from. I don't think. Where did you take off from?
Oh well, I'm the third Earl of Doncaster. I have a rather large mansion.
Yeah.
In Doncaster.
Right. So the ruffians of Doncaster, we hope, are dead.
I certainly hope so. They're usually drawn to the estate. They rather like looking at the rabbits. Lord knows why.
Yeah. So, out of interest, why didn't you inflate a rabbit?
They don't inflate very well. They don't go back to the time of the dinosaurs. They're much more recent. They just explode. I did try a few, but it was rather a failure. I had to spend a long time cleaning up the hobby room.
It is trial and error, to be fair. If you're trying to inflate an animal with a helium, it is a trial and error as to what animal can take it, I guess.
Well, guinea pigs are the thing. It's all online. It's all online. There's hobbyist sites. Inflating guinea pigs, I mean, sites made by people who inflate guinea pigs for people who inflate guinea pigs.
Yeah. Did you take your lunch up with you, which is the sort of point of this exercise?
Yes, I always carry a banana.
Yes,
my top pocket.
Yes,
so I have that and some fleas
from the guinea pig.
Of course, yes.
Good.
I don't carry fleas around me in a bag anymore.
No. Good. Well, look. I mean, we'll alert the authorities, the Coast Guard, and so forth, and see.
Good. Good. Because my friend, Wing Commander Harry Stratham, Meat Eater McGubbins, says they're going to shoot me down rather quickly.
I think it would be a mercy killing. It's sort of like Up, the film Up, but with rodents.
I gather so. Is that some sort of popular entertainment?
Yes. Look,
yes.
Look, we'll do what we can.
Thank you.
By which I mean nothing. But thank you for calling it. That's Harold, who appears to be left over from Ian Lee's programme, and has phoned in atop a helium-filled, still-alive guinea pig floating above Hertfordshire. But you know what that does? That just serves a purpose. What it does is say, wherever you're eating lunch, and whatever the reason you are alone, then feel free to get in touch with us here at Talk Radio for the Lonely Lunch Club. He's now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, should he survive. There's a small matter of today's texting now, which I don't find that was weird. I don't mind telling you, is all to do with Donald Trump and his advertising. Have you seen this? So Donald Trump, right, here we go. Donald Trump has gone on a £7.6 million advertising television spree. So this is obviously a last gasp attempt to get ahead in the polls ahead of the American elections. So he's launching these adverts on TV and radio. It's double what he spent so far. He's been outspent by Hillary Clinton so far. She's got a campaign, just spent a lot more money, but he's about to do it. And this is what he said is going to be a positive message of economic opportunity working for Mr. Trump. I don't know whether you've heard the advert.
No, I haven't.
Have you not?
No, no.
Have you not? Have anyone's heard the advert? I think we've got it. Am I right? I think we've
We've got the exclusive British first play.
That's what I thought of Donald Trump's advert, which outlines his campaign, I think, outlines his thinking. So without any more ado, it's exclusive, this. This is Donald. It's going to be airing on Talk Radio. I think it's going to be airing on most commercial radio stations in this country. But here's the first taste of Donald Trump's new radio advert.
In the US, we've got a great range of different immigrants stocked in volume in our jobs, schools, and our towns. And with our range of guns and ignorance, at Trump Point, we've got everything you need to get them out the country. So why vote for anyone else? Plus, we've got all the materials you'll ever need to build a wall between America and Mexico. Trump Point. Trump hatred. Trump prices. Trump only.
Trump Point!
And there it is. Trump Point. It's Donald Trump's new new radio advert.
It's catchy.
Isn't it? You'll all be singing it. I don't think you won't. Today's sexting, then, is this. Because let's help him out. He's trailing in the polls. Let's help him out. He seems like a decent fella. I mean, I haven't checked, but he seems all right, doesn't he, Donald Trump? So it's adverts for Donald Trump, but using advert taglines that already exist. You know, Vorsprung Dirk fascism, that sort of thing. You know, progress means fascism. Cornelius.
A Trump a day makes you work, shoot and hate.
There you go. Yes. Bang! And the Muslims are gone. Trumpverts. Hashtag Trumpverts. You can get them to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Trumpverts.
Trumpverts.
I don't know. That's the text in. Oh, headline hijack on the way next. Of course, a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. Today's winner is...
Russell.
Who lives in...
Liverpool.
Good. Russell's in Liverpool. He wins today's headline hijack. Made-up news story in the news next. After that, work experience punditry for a Tuesday as Aidan comes in and brings some of his god-awful music with him.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound, then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
Don't compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, appeals after Apple ordered to repay tax. A Briton's called a hero after his death in Australia. And Rooney announces international retirement.
Talk Radio.
The Irish government says it'll appeal a decision for it to recover £11 billion in taxes from Apple. The European Commission says a tax deal with the computer giant was illegal. Brian Lucy is a finance professor at Trinity College Dublin.
It frankly beggars belief that they would tear up a €13 billion winning lottery ticket. I can understand that they have backed themselves, the governments over the years, into a corner in the last ditch at the edge of a cliff in relation to the argument that we don't give sweetheart tax deals. And now that has come out as a pretty hollow statement.
Apple denies doing anything wrong and is also going to appeal. A British man who was stabbed more than 20 times in Australia as he tried to save another backpacker has died from his injuries. Tom Jackson was hailed a hero after he tried to protect Mia Aleph Chung when she was attacked in Queensland last Tuesday. His family say they're indescribably proud of his actions. Shoshana Palatnik is a friend.
Tom was an amazing guy, and he and his friends kind of like welcomed me into their group. And I hung out with them for about 2 weeks. And Tom and I kept in touch. He was so selfless and compassionate and giving, and they welcomed me into their group. I was a woman traveling by myself.
The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, will reject calls to scrap the border deal between the UK and France when she meets with her French counterpart in Paris today. Some right-wing French politicians want to move immigration checks from Calais to Britain. The United Nations says bans on burkinis in parts of France are a stupid reaction to extremism. Around 30 French towns have outlawed the full-length Muslim beachwear, although that's been overturned in one resort. The UN Human Rights Office says the rule is a grave and illegal breach of fundamental freedoms. A man who had his foot removed because of diabetes has told Talk Radio doctors don't understand the life-changing effects of amputations. Figures suggest 20 operations are being carried out in England every day. That's an all-time high. The charity Diabetes UK claims 80% of them are preventable. Last year, Robert Carew Hunt lost his lower left leg.
I'm not convinced that the surgeon sees much beyond the amputation. I think medicine has become so compartmentalised. That is probably the way they think.
The controversial badger cull in England has been extended to 5 more areas. Ministers have confirmed 7 new licences have been granted in parts of Herefordshire, Gloucestershire, Cornwall, Devon and Dorset. The idea has already been tried out in West Gloucestershire and West Somerset. And Lily Allen has tweeted to say she's just a bit of a lightweight following claims she collapsed at the Notting Hill Carnival. It was reported the singer was sick and had to be carried away after drinking too much at the festival in London. But the 31-year-old says she simply had 2 cans of cider on an empty stomach and that she's absolutely fine. Hi, John.
Hi, Victoria. 2 cans of cider.
On an empty stomach, yes, is what she claims to have consumed.
Well, Cornelius, right? Now, was it while you were off? Were you here when Cornelius collapsed?
No, what happened?
Were you not? So, our very own Lily Allen of Talk Radio.
Oh, hi, Lily.
Shut up.
That's not very nice, is it? I just gave you a cold curly fry.
It's a euphemism.
It's not a euphemism, it's a fact. Carry on.
You did actually, that is weird. You did actually come in here and hand Cornelius 1 cold curly fry.
On a little tiny plate.
It's not in a plate, it's like a child's toy saucer.
Well, yeah. He asked nicely, eventually said please. He wanted a wedge. They weren't wedges today, they were curly fries, so I delivered.
Do you deliver any potato-based snacks if one requests them politely? Can I get a bird's eye potato waffle in here?
No.
They're waffly versatile.
Anyway, what happened when he collapsed?
Oh, he went all faint and fell face first in his own toilet because of the demon drink.
Oh, wow.
He'd had 3 pints.
No, it's of 5.
What? Oh, he had 5 pints.
Of what?
Strong continental lager.
Mm. Are you feeling better now, Cornelius?
Yeah, I hadn't eaten. It was very sunny.
Everyone blames the stomach. They've all had empty stomach.
I hadn't drunk enough water.
And had a curly fry brought to me by a newsreader.
I'm not going to bring him any more.
Can I have a curly fry if I ask nicely?
It's too late. I've eaten all of them now.
There's more in the canteen, I bet.
Yeah.
Would you get me a curly fry?
Just one individual curly fry.
You can use the saucer. Do you want any sauce?
Look, sweet chilli sauce, they do that down there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That's what I had. It was delicious.
All right.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thanks.
Hopefully I won't have to pay for
Something for us all look forward to.
Can I do the weather now?
Yes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places fine, dry and sunny, wet and breezy though across western Scotland with highs of 25 degrees.
Do you want to forecast a possibility of curly fry?
There's a small chance John may get a curly fry. We'll see what they say downstairs.
At what temperature?
Probably cold. Actually, it's probably going to be warmer than yours.
Oh, could you leave it out for a bit before you bring it in?
Shall I see?
Why? Just because you had a cold curly fry?
Mm.
You jealous?
Yeah.
She's going to slip me a warm one.
No. I'll hand it to you on a plate.
Ben! Well, fill your own joke in there. And so goes your reputation.
I think you made sure it went a long time ago.
It's past two. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England captain Wayne Rooney has announced he'll retire from international football after the 2018 World Cup in Russia, should England get there. He'll be 32 in 2 years' time, and the record goalscorer says he has just one more major tournament left in him.
I feel that will be the time for me to say goodbye to international football, and my mind's made up. Obviously, that's down to Sam Allardyce again over the next 2 years, but that will be my last tournament, and you've selected, and I'll have enjoyed it. Some high, some lows, but an immensely proud man.
England's cricketers have won the toss and have chosen to bat first in the third one-day international against Pakistan at Trent Bridge. Owen Morgan's side would claim the series with two games to spare with a win, as they're already 2-0 up. England are unchanged from Saturday's win at Lords. Finally, Europe's Ryder Cup golf captain Darren Clark has named Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer and Belgian Thomas Peters as his wildcard picks to face the USA. There's no place for Luke Donald, Graham McDowell or Russell Knox. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And we have an update on one of today's main stories. The cleaning operation of Reading Festival is being delayed by the Home Office, as it's been put forward as a potential location for the jungle if the French government decides to open the British border. The Home Office has refused to comment on whether the Red Hot Chili Peppers have been primarily booked for the welcome concert.
Victoria, thank you very much. That was Victoria with the news, and Ben with the sport. We'll do work experience punditry next.
Talk Radio.
Thank you. Let's very quickly. Thanks, Victoria.
Bye.
Yeah. Very quickly, I was just going to just fading in a bit of Radio 2, though. I always like to see what Radio 2 are doing, Jeremy Vine's show. See what they're doing today as opposed to what we're doing. So let's just see if we can dip in to Jeremy Vine on Radio 2.
Thank you, Ken. Good afternoon. The Jeremy Vine show on Radio 2. And I hope you had a very nice extended weekend. Whatever you're doing. Today, the killing of Peter Stringfellow. Did you see the students cheering and do you relate to their jubilation? Plus, Conservative MPs are still raging in lots of parts of the UK. Tell us how the one near you started. There may be a new law fining the car owner for any children thrown from their car windows. And will Thursday's elections bring forest fires a few feet closer?
BBC Radio 2.
It's all radio, time for work experience punditry. Okay, then, on a daily basis, we drag in a work experience to review things. We do music, of course, we do television, we do film, we do hipster nonsense and geeky, gadgety crap. Today, we welcome, and I use that term loosely, we welcome Aidan back. Hello, Aidan. Hi.
Hi.
He's got music for us today. Music normally on a Monday, but because bank holiday means it tips over to Tuesday.
Right, okay.
Sticking with the alliteration there.
Okay.
How was your bank holiday, by the way?
It was very nice. It was not pouring rain either, was it? Or was it? I can't remember. It was great, yeah.
It was really sunny.
It was really sunny,
wasn't
it?
You can't remember. No, it was only yesterday.
I actually can't remember what I did yesterday.
Are you like Lily Allen? Are you too drunk to remember what you did?
I think I sat around, and I sat in the garden and read. That's what I did. Yeah.
That's very sophisticated, isn't it? What were you reading?
It's a Stephen King book called, I can't remember the name of the book.
Right, what's it about?
It's a book about...
It's good to always start a book review.
No. It's about, it's called The Stand, and it's about, like, a super virus that kind of infects...
That's a very
America.
Old Stephen King book, that, are you?
Yeah, sort of 80s, I think.
Are you working your way through Stephen King novels?
I've read The It. Just It. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
Very long, and then... That it was recommended to me. The Stand was recommended to me, so I had to give it a go. And it's also very good.
I'm going to recommend... Victoria's just come back into the studio.
Hi, John.
Hi, Victoria. What's that there?
I'm a bit out of breath. It's a mildly warm curly fry.
Curly fry.
She's brought me a mildly warm curly fry. But for some reason, it's made her out of breath. Oh, have you spat on me?
No.
This one was curlier than mine.
And it's on a plate. With chilli sauce, as requested.
Oh, delicious.
Good. The canteen looked to me weird.
Thanks, Victoria. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? He's giving it to me on a plate again. Sorry, Aidan, where were we?
That's right. The Stand, Stephen King.
That's right.
Yeah. You said you were going to recommend one to me.
Do McKee. It's a later one.
Oh, yes.
Much later Stephen King book, but I'm very different. Get off my curly fry, Cornelius.
No.
Very different. To Stephen King's older work, so it's got a hint of supernatural, but absolutely brilliantly written.
Right, okay.
So that book review's done.
There we go, perfect.
What music have you got?
Well, American Football. Are you familiar with the band American Football?
I'm familiar with the sport American Football, in that I've heard of it.
Ah, right. Well, there is a band also called American
Football. That's got to be confusing on posters.
You're
going to get the wrong crowd.
Exactly, and especially when you're typing up, looking for the band, you're typing American Football, and it's just completely the wrong thing, so you... It's a confusing band name. And also more confusing, they've now released two albums, both of which are called American Football. So there you go. I don't know whether that's...
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know. I know. So basically, they're kind of this indie rock emo band that popped up in 1999.
Right. I feel like I should have heard of them then. Why haven't I heard of them?
Well, they're one of those bands...
Have they got the same marketing people as Talk Radio?
They're one of those bands you kind of slipped under the radar, fair enough, and the first American Football album, has got a lot of retrospective acclaim for being a kind of a milestone in the emo rock genre. It's a very good album. They kind of took a break because some of the band members moved out of Chicago. They recently came back, regrouped for the first time in 2014, did a few tour dates, and they recorded an album. So this second album now, also called American Football, is coming out on October the 21st, and they've released a single, I've Been So Lost For So Long. Here it is.
I feel so
there we go. American Football, I've been so lost for so long. Some emo rock for you there.
But no.
No?
It was a little bit...
A little bit
Well, it didn't go...
Boring.
Thank you. It didn't jump. It didn't jump up and down, did it?
No,
like emo rock should.
No, exactly.
That's broadcast through the glass just said in my ear, American football, a mediocre football more like... I mean, it didn't really work, but I like to involve her.
Okay, so that the song itself kind of sticks along the same kind of linear path as you heard in that clip there. It is very nice. They're kind of interlocking, dueling guitar things is something that they did in their first album. The first album is very melancholy, very low key. So they're pretty much sticking within the same style. And I think you know, for people who are just listening to this band, they might think, okay, there's not really much going on, not really much to hang on to. But for people who are familiar with the band, will probably be pretty pleased with this effort. I, for one, actually think it's a pretty good track. And I'm excited for the new album. So there we go. Some new
good. Well, no, I would. It's the sort of thing I would go, okay, I'd think, you know, yeah. Normally, as you know, when you come in here with your recommendations,
yes,
I laugh them and you out of here.
Okay,
but that I would, you know, I would you, give that a go.
You'd give it a go.
I prefer their other single, American Football. Have you heard it? It's really good.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, that's a silly name for a band, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it?
No,
it's not very good band.
No. Next,
Usher.
At a wedding?
No. The hip-hop and R&B artist, Usher, he has got a new album coming out, Hard 2, as in the Roman numerals 2, Hard 2 Love, and it's slated for release on September...
Slated? By all right-thinking critics.
September the 11th, and he's released...
Appropriate.
So he's previously released No Limits, Crash, and Champions, which is a track taken from the soundtrack for the film Hands of Stone, in which Usher also plays. It's about Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxer. So he's written a song for that soundtrack. He's also released a couple of singles from his album. The fourth single pretty much accurately sums up my absence from last week. I was on Hyundai. It's Missing You. Here we go.
When you're out with your girls and you'll send me a drunk text saying, baby, are you far? I want you to come closer to my heart. I miss you, girl, whoever you are. I miss you already. And I just wanna kiss you already. So come.
Who's that?
That's Usher.
Bless you.
And Missing You. You, of course, spelt just you, not Y-O-U. Mm. So you go,
it was crap, wasn't it?
Do you really think so?
Yes.
Really? Why do you think it's crap, though?
Well, because it was musically bereft of anything useful or nice.
What do you mean?
Useful.
But what about, particularly about that, do you really?
I don't like the lyrics or the sound of it or the voice.
You don't like his voice?
Not really. I don't, you
see,
know.
I think that's been his saving grace. I mean, he has released a lot of rubbish, okay? He's released a lot of music. He's been around since the 90s, I think, mid-90s.
Yeah.
So he's released a lot of music. Some of it not very good, but the one saving grace of Usher has been his voice. I think he's got a pretty good voice.
Really?
And that track... and that track, he's kind of got this kind of hip-hop trap beat, and then he's got this weird, kind of almost Motown-ish chorus... with the drums and the kind of the lush strings, lush harmonised vocals. And I think the mix works well.
It sounded quite dated to me.
Do you think so?
I think it did. Is that the point, though?
I think the, you know, the trend of 2016 has been throwbacks.
Yeah.
And I think it fits in well. I think it's a good track.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah?
Good. Thanks for joining in, Cornelius. Like... You said yes twice joining.
No, it sounded like Usher. If you let me finish. Yeah, is my favourite Usher single. Yeah.
Oh,
remember?
Right.
From 2008, I think.
You just Googled that.
Just checking on Google.
Yeah, I'll just double checking it was Usher. Yeah.
So there we go, that's Usher.
I'll be honest with you, I've had a brimful of it.
Very nice.
Very musical joke there.
That was good, yeah.
Do you want something else?
No. Okay. Aidan Withers doing work experience punditry. What are we going to be talking about next?
I've got some Florence and the Machine.
Yep.
And quite an odd, nice rare oddity, a new unreleased 1969 track from Led Zeppelin.
All right, okay. Well, that's what's coming up with Aidan in the work experience punditry. Today we do music. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall Vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Direct Line guaranteed to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply, cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for the A19 to the south of Cramlington in Northumberland. It's partially blocked by a lorry which has tipped over around the Moor Farm roundabout. There was an accident on the M69 in Leicestershire just after junction 2 for Burbridge. All lanes are open northbound, but one lane is still closed south for Barry repair works, we think. The M4 in Bridge End struggling east towards an accident at junction 37 for Pyle. And in Powys, the A470 is blocked on its approach to the East Llanid Lorries roundabout by an accident involving a couple of vehicles. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hi, it's Martin Lewis from Money Saving Expert here. There's a chance to make huge gas and electricity savings. My Cheap Energy Club regularly takes on energy firms and runs a collective switch where suppliers must bid against each other. Every single one so far has been cheaper than the market's cheapest. For someone on typical use, that often means a £300 plus annual saving. Yet regulations now mean to do this, you must pre-register. Don't worry. Your email won't be used for anything else. We'll simply tell you when it launches, and you can decide then if you want to do it. To register, come now to cheapenergyclub.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. By the way, anyone, the lines are still open to come up with advert slogans for Donald Trump. We talked about his advertising campaign earlier. We played his new radio advert, which we will play again for you, of course, as the show goes on. But a lot of slogans coming in for Donald Trump already. If you're trying to come up with hashtag Trumpverts this afternoon on 87222.
You do it, Aiden. Start your message with the word talk.
Cornelius walked out of the door. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start with any word you like.
Thank you. For instance, Donald Trump adverts, he could simply have bang and the Muslims are gone. That came in as well. Along with probably the worst leader in the world. You could have that. That's come in from someone as well. And if I'd bothered to actually do this, there we go. This is from Harry. If Carlsberg did totalitarianism. It's not easy to say, is it? Hashtag Trumpverts. Do keep them coming in, by all means.
No, he's joined us.
Cornelius is back.
You right?
Nice of you to bother. Right, we're here with...
I had to get a guess.
Aidan for Work Experience Punditry. We're doing music. Cornelius there opening his afternoon can of lager. So, Aidan, we've already done Usher.
Yeah.
And
you loved it, didn't you?
No. Okay. And a band called, confusingly, American Football.
Yeah.
Do you know what label they're on?
Who?
American Football now.
No.
They're on the label American Football. It's very confusing.
It is a bit odd, isn't it?
Right, what are we talking about next?
We've got some Florence and the Machine.
Florence and her machine.
Yes, Wish That You Were Here. It's a song from the soundtrack of the upcoming Tim Burton movie, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which is out on September the 30th, and we have a clip of the song, not the film.
You're always on.
Florence and the Machine, that's called what?
Wish That You Were Here.
Yeah, I quite like Florence and the Machine.
Do you really?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Oh, so disappointing.
Oh, what?
I really cannot.
Coming from the man who likes Usher.
No, yeah. No, I don't. I like that track.
Yeah.
Okay, but this Florence and the Machine, I mean, it just sounds like everything else she's ever done before. I mean, literally, it's just a carbon copy. You've got the wailing vocals, you've got the slow, cumbersome beat, you've got the strings, you've got this, you've got that.
Well, that's because she's got a machine that makes... the machine in question is a music-making machine.
I think it was really boring,
and it's
really
like,
dull.
It's, look, you don't understand.
No.
Right? Her music-making machine is similar... It works similar to that of the chocolate biscuit-making machine from Bagpuss.
Right.
Mm. Right? Which I know you'll remember.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? So Bagpuss...
Yeah. Right, I know of Bagpuss.
Yeah, the saggy cloth cat, right? So in one of the episodes of Bagpuss, perhaps... The episode of Bagpuss.
Oh, that one.
Yes. The mice from the mechanical mouse organ. We will mend it, we will fix it. Them, right?
Right.
We will fix it with glue, glue, glue. Them, right? They had a chocolate biscuit making machine, right? Which Bagpuss was enthralled with. And what would happen was he'd sit in front of it and watch it, and the mice would go, we will fix it. And out the drawer at the bottom would come a chocolate biscuit.
Right.
Right. And Bagpuss was amazed by this.
Right.
But it turned out what was happening.
It sounds horrifying, for one.
It's a seminal moment.
Right.
I don't mean fluid. Right. And in the tray at the bottom, when it was opened, was a chocolate biscuit.
I was going to say curly fry.
No. No. Although that's good. I did Victoria's little tray on me. A curly fly frying it. Or a curly fly.
Or a curly fly, yeah.
But, anyway, so but the thing is, Bagpuss was being fooled, because it was the mice who were taking the same chocolate biscuit and going around the back and putting it in, and Bagpuss thought new ones were coming out. Anyway, Florence's machine is like that, but with songs.
But surely he would eat the chocolate biscuit.
No.
No, the cats mice can't eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah. The mice were canny about that. Anyway, what she does, she goes on the back, puts an old song in, opens it, and she goes, there's a new song. And everyone goes, that's just like the old song. But that's what's happening. Her machine works on the same principle as the mice's mechanical mouse organ.
But how can that be good, though?
Machine.
That's what I'm saying. That's wrong.
And a machine's like a giant mechanical spider from, like on the film Wild Wild West.
Okay, next, we've got... I think
we've succinctly reviewed that. This is just what Steve Lamacq does on Six Music.
Yeah, yeah.
On Round Table. They have exactly this kind of highbrow discussion. And then move on. Next!
Right. Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Right, so, they are re-releasing BBC session tapes, remastered versions. And in that release, they're going to include a couple of lost tracks that were never officially released. This one is called Sunshine Woman. It is previously... just been a bootleg. The quality isn't great. Robert Plant himself in a recent interview said that they literally just taped it off the radio.
Yeah.
But he said that this is the best quality version of
this
song.
What, in the sense that it was another band's song that they copied like last time?
No, this is theirs. And they basically said this is the best version because they're aware that it's been bootlegged hundreds and tons of times. Sunshine Woman, here's a clip. There we go. Sunshine Woman, Led Zeppelin. Yes, fair enough.
Sunshine Woman.
Sunshine Woman, yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of, you know, it's just a 12-bar blues, and there's harmonica solos, there's a very long guitar solo at the end. It's just kind of your standard Led Zeppelin fare.
They've got the machine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with Bagpuss. It was a...
Oh, yeah, that,
children,
yeah.
For me, the seminal episode, I mean Fluey, episode was when the mice from the mechanical mouse organ, we will fix it, we will stick it with glue, them, right? They had a chocolate biscuit, and they used to put it through in the back to amaze Bagpuss, but it was the same chocolate biscuit. That's what Led Zeppelin had in their songs, except their machine belongs to Spirit, the other band.
It was rented.
For legal reasons. No, it doesn't. Yeah. Right, just pointing that out.
Am I done here, or do you want some news?
You've got about 30 seconds.
Kings of Leon had announced a new album. Oh. We haven't got a single from it, but it's called Walls, and it's slated for release on October the 14th.
Right.
And also, Liam Gallagher has re-signed a new contract with Warner Brothers, and he's got a solo album coming out next year. I know.
God, that'll be good.
That's what we've all been waiting for.
Dear.
Time.
Yeah, and REM are to re-release for the 21st anniversary of Out of Time, of course, their classic album, and they're going to have like lots of different... In the deluxe edition, they're going to have like live concerts and kind of remastered high-fidelity audio and stuff. Should be exciting.
Thanks for that. Good. Yeah. If Liam Gallagher, out of all the Gallaghers to release an album, it goes sort of Noel, yeah.
Mm.
Phil Gallagher, who is Mr. Maker off CBeebies, I'd rather hear his solo album than possibly Liam.
Okay.
No, then possibly everyone else called Gallagher, then Liam.
You're not excited about that then?
Not very. Okay. Did you hear BDI?
Yeah, I did.
All right, Aidan, thank you so much. That was Work Experience Punditry with Aidan. Thank you. In the next bits, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us to tell us a joke. We'll have a diversity paper review today. Josh, who is black, will be reviewing our papers. The big debate at 3 will be kicking a Kickstarter up the arse after that, plus today's mystery quiz, where I hold up an object in front of the microphone. All you have to do is identify it. And that's your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available to win.
2:32 now. Here's our own sunshine woman.
Thanks.
Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Both Apple and the Irish government say they'll appeal after the computer giant was ordered to pay the country £11 billion in back taxes. The European Commission says an agreement between them was illegal. It'll allow the company to pay as little as 0.05% on its European profits. Finance expert Brian Lucy from Trinity College Dublin says the sum owed is huge.
Just to put it in context, I mean, it's more than the entire amount of VAT take that the Irish government takes in any one year. And it's nearly the same as the amount we take in PAYE and income tax. So this is a big deal.
The UK and French governments say both countries have reaffirmed their commitment to closer cooperation on counter-terrorism, security and migration. The Home Secretary Amber Rudd's been defending the border deal with France, which allows UK officials to stop migrants from crossing the Channel. A British man who was stabbed more than 20 times in Australia as he tried to save another backpacker has died from his injuries. Police have called Tom Jackson a hero for trying to protect Mia Alif Chung when she was attacked in Queensland last Tuesday. 5 Metropolitan Police officers are facing a misconduct investigation after a woman from London was found dead 400 miles away. The discovery of Saima Ahmed's body in Edinburgh in January remains unexplained. Her family believes she was murdered. The officers are being investigated over the way they handled the investigation into the 36-year-old's disappearance last August. The chief executive of the heavily criticised Southern Health NHS Foundation Trust has stepped down. He's been under pressure after failing to investigate the unexpected deaths of hundreds of patients between 2011 and 2015. And in sport, England captain Wayne Rooney's announced he'll retire from international football after the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Should they get there, he'll be 32 in 2 years' time. The weather most places fine, dry and sunny, wet and breezy across western Scotland, highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you.
What?
But you gave up on your promise, by which I mean you delivered on your promise. You gave up your curly fry,
mm-hmm.
right? Which was warm,
yes,
and spicy
with the chili sauce on.
Yes, and you delivered it to me. Thank you.
Yeah,
I've regretted. But Cornelius ate it.
Yeah, I did.
I had one bite and he stole it.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
What are you trying to say, John?
Could you get me another curly fry?
Well, you didn't say please.
Please.
I don't
finish my sentence. Could you get me another curly fry, please?
That's quite a long pause initially. But also, that was... because I went down specially to get this for you, and they looked at me weirdly. And they were like, why do you just want one? And I was like, oh, just don't ask any questions. Mm. And so they gave me one, came back upstairs. And I don't... I think there weren't many left at that point. Why don't you send him, i.e. Cornelius, downstairs as punishment? Because he was the one who stole it. Although that might mean that he will just eat loads more curly fries.
I think you've hit the nail right on the head there, haven't you? You're the flaw in your plan.
Yeah, I started saying the plan before I thought about the plan.
What you've given me there is just an extra lunch break.
It's already in the afternoon, the home of curly fry chat. It's why people tune in.
Yeah.
Victoria, thank you, though, for the news.
That's okay.
In the next bit, then, diversity pay-per-view, big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, and Professor Stephen Hawking joins us shortly to tell us a joke.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk, is it? Yeah. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Cornelius, you've got reactions coming in.
Yeah, lots
there
coming
will be
in.
Tomorrow.
Well. Yeah, there will. having sex 3 times in one night sounds like a fluke to me. That's coming from F. Luke, and you.
You need to download our podcast to understand any of that. When we do the podcast, right, we record a podcast at the end of the week and it goes up the weekend. It does contain extra bonus material, by which I mean more talking, sometimes with swearing involved. If you'd like to understand that, it makes entire sense. It's to do with Luke, who works on the website here, right? And then a whole backstory. But if you want to download it, podcast available at iTunes or indeed talkradio.co.uk. You can probably find a link on this show's page. Carry on. Just thought I'd put that in some sort of
and sort of related to what we were just speaking about off air. Someone's just said, could have been worse. He could have turned into a large blueberry or get stuck up a chocolate pipe.
Thanks very much indeed, Cornelius. Now, your texts are coming in this afternoon for Trumpverts. Trumpverts. Donald Trump, as you may or may not know from the news, has gone on a £7.6 million TV and radio advertising spree. And he's launching all of these adverts to obviously try to put him ahead in the polls ahead of the presidential elections in America. We've got hold of, exclusively, Scoop, we played it earlier, but we were playing it all afternoon, of Donald Trump's advert. That he's going out on radio stations, I think, everywhere, but we're the first to play it. It's dropped here. That's what they say, isn't it? Donald Trump's TV ad, in which he outlines his ideas for the future of America and what people should do in order to vote for him. Here's what it sounded like.
Trump on! Trump on! One stop to port the lot!
In the US, we've got a great range of different immigrants stocked in volume in our jobs, schools, and our towns. And with our range of guns and ignorance, at Trump Point, we've got everything you need to get them out the country. So why vote for anyone else? Plus, we've got all the materials you'll ever need to build a wall between America and Mexico. Trump Point. Trump hatred. Trump prices. Trump only.
Trump Point!
Trump Point there. Is Donald Trump's new advert for...
Very catchy. I like it.
I like it.
Not at all grating.
I think it's an excellent advert.
Mm.
And does its job extremely well. Because now I know all of what Trump Point is all about.
Mm.
And where to go. Oh, no, that's the other one. Anyway, so that's Trump point. If we are using it for today's texting, your Trump verts, please. Donald Trump advertising taglines. Many have been coming in, of course. Bang! And the Muslims are gone is one. Thank you for that. What have you got there?
This is coming from Michael, who says, "Back home, it's where the migrants go."
And I.
That's from Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. sorry, I'm just reading some here that are unbroadcastable. Anyway, this one's good. No, it isn't. That's unbroadcastable as well. Bear with me. Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's a level of intolerance brought about by ignorance. That's catchy. Advertising taglines for Donald Trump, please. US immigration washes whiter than white. Snap, crackle, pop. The sound of an assault rifle, which is the right of any American to buy in a shop. Trumpverts, that's the hashtag if you're using Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word that you'd like to.
Yeah, good. 8722 if you're using
Twitter. Start your message with the word talk.
Hey, it's Talk Radio.
What are you doing?
Like it's like American sort of, hey, it's Talk Radio.
Don't do that.
Like Trumpy.
It's very Trumpy.
Okay. We'll do Diversity Paper Review next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Dryathlon is coming, and the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Genrum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Wine this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing, not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at dryathlon.org.
From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today, only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 £12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays for the A19 to the south of Cramlington in Northumberland. It's partially blocked by a lorry which has tipped over around the Moor Farm roundabout. There was an accident on the M69 in Leicestershire just after junction 2 for Burbridge. All lanes are open northbound, but one lane is still closed south for barrier repair works, we think. The M4 in Bridge End struggling east towards an accident at junction 37 for Pyle. And in Powys, the A470 is blocked on its approach to the East Llanid Lorries roundabout by an accident involving a couple of vehicles. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Julius.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2:15. 3, Tuesday, that feels like a Monday afternoon. Before we visit today's diversity for the Diversity Paper Review, there's the small matter. Well, the Diversity Paper Review, of course, is about the news. But the news, if you've ever been in contact with it in any way at all, maybe brushed up against it, you know, in the tube, maybe the news has frotted you in the underground and received your... You received its unwanted attention, really. But it's whatever. It's quite complicated, the news, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You and many others, I can tell you, from the letters we get.
Oh.
Our post sack every morning here at Talk Radio is full of letters from people who can't get their head around the news. That's what they write in. That's what they say. Well, let me give you an example, dear John. Read the news. This has come in from who's this from? Sally again. Yeah, she's busy, isn't she? Sally, John, read the news. I can't get my head around it. I wonder if there's anything you could do to help me. That's from Sally.
This is from Lila. Hi, Lila. Says, "Dear John, I can't get my head around the news. Can you help?"
Yeah. I think we can. Dear John, although I read the news on a less than popular weekday programme in the afternoon, it's got that wrong, it's fewer, but anyway, I simply don't understand any of it and can't get my head or indeed my speech around it half the time. That's coming from newsreader Victoria. Well, look, it's simple, really, because we like to help you on this programme by explaining the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. As you know, when you break the news down to its component parts, that's what you end up with. So that's what we use to lead you through it. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
French want to help my grunt settle in Britain day. L'email murds itself.
News in haiku.
Don't do that. It's so... I'm going to stop telling you now.
News in haiku. Ow! Right, it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. And joining us again, bringing with him the newspapers from today in order to review them, is today's diversity. He's called Josh. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And Josh, remind us of your diversity.
Well, I am Black British, as we discussed it last week.
That's
we discussed
correct.
It, yeah. But
that's
my lineage is Jewish.
Yes,
that was a
Jewish Black British. It's a diversity and a half,
it's
my
a
friend.
Beautiful thing.
It
eh?
Is a beautiful thing. The point of the diversity pay per view, of course, is to very much box tick our way into the upper echelons of British broadcast diversity. It's an issue, Josh. You know this. It's a big issue in British broadcasting. We know that it's in the news all the time. Lenny Henry goes mad about it. We are doing the right thing. We are at the forefront of diversity with the Diversity Paper Review. Josh is with us again today. Very welcome back. What have you got in the papers, Josh?
Oh, well, where to start? All right, well, this story was pretty funny. It drew plenty of laughter in the office. In 2013, Sean Parker, he was the founder of Napster, and he invested in Facebook, I believe. He asked Sir Ian McKellen to officiate his £7.5 million Tolkien-themed wedding, but not as himself. He asked him to officiate it as Gandalf. He was willing to pay him $1.5 million to do so. McKellen decided to reject the offer, stating that Gandalf does not do weddings. He said that if that had not been a stipulation, he would have considered doing it, but he decided not to. So, there you go.
Well, now, you see... How much was this wedding? Did you say
$7.5 million US?
And he was going to give Gandalf there $1.5 million.
$1.5 million US,
just for rocking up in a hat and pretending to be Gandalf, or acting, as I believe it's called,
exactly.
Which is Ian McKellen's raison d'être.
Exactly.
So that's technically just an acting job.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
And he turned down $1.5 million.
Turned it down.
Dollars even.
Turned it down, and it would have been.
Which is worth a quid now.
Yeah.
After Brexit. That's That I don't know. Would you have done it if it was you? I
mean,
would you stand by your principles, Josh, or would you just think, hang it, I'll dress as a wizard?
I don't know. It depends. It depends what I actually have to do. Do I have to go round and kind of say, he shall not pass to all of the guests? I mean, what do I have to do?
You have to stand in front of in front of the buffet table.
What's my chew involvement?
In front of the bride as she's trying to get down the aisle. Really ruin it.
Or behind the bride as he's trying to get up the aisle on the wedding night.
I think they
just going. Just go. Oh, come on, it's my wedding night. You shall not pass.
Priceless. I think they should have got Elrond. I think that would have been interesting.
I mean, the ring. There's all the connotations of what you do. The rings. There. You know, has he got to throw it into the font? Also, I don't know.
Oh my god.
You know, so they could have had a lot of fun with this.
It would have been perfect.
Is what I'm saying. So I think Facebook guy, Napster guy, thought this through.
Yeah.
Then he got a whole thing planned and boring old McKellen. Just kind of ruined a guy's wedding there.
Well, he officiated Patrick Stewart's wedding, who famously paid Jean-Luc Picard and is one of his best friends. But not as Gandalf, just as himself.
That's crossing the streams of themes, isn't it? I've got a Star Trek-themed thing going on here with Jean-Luc Picard, and now I've got Gandalf rocking it. It's a weird...
That would have been rather interesting.
Kind of thing. McKellen should have done it, don't you think?
Well, if he didn't want to, fair enough. It's his own decision.
Well, you know...
He's not obligated to.
He should be. I think when all actors sign a contract to play a well-loved character, in that contract somewhere should be, and you must... submit to at least 10 requests from the public.
To magic wishes.
To do this character in situations of their devising.
Oh my god.
Right, so any film character. So, for instance, Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Oh, now we're talking.
Right?
Now I'm in.
You know, at a child's birthday party. Just to put an edge on it. You know, just get... Just the kids will go, let's play Pass the Parcel. Play it with the magic box. Open the box. Open it. You know, that would be good, wouldn't it? Pinhead, you know, Hellraiser.
Lunacy.
Yeah, just because...
Oh, my god.
Oh, is it going to be a present? It will tear your soul apart. There is a child's, you know...
That's petrifying. Please never do that to
a blind man's buff, right? So what you've got is a child blindfolded, right? And they think they're pinning a tail on a donkey or something. Is that what happens? I don't know. But it's a live donkey as well.
Oh my god!
I don't know why.
This is sadistic.
Which has been skinned by the Xenobites from Hellraiser, right? And then the kid spun round, and it has to pin a tail on a skinned donkey that the Xenobites have done. And while the Hellraiser Xenobite Pinhead is spinning the child, he's just going. When the blindfold comes off, we have such sights to show you. Like that.
My god, that is an imagination, sir.
Well, I'm just... all I'm doing is suggesting characters could... You know, everyone's... Cornelius, come on.
Yeah.
Any character, right? The actor playing it's got to do it at an event of your choosing.
I'd like Truman from The Truman Show to be my neighbour.
That's quite a boring one.
To be your neighbour.
Is it?
Bit, yeah. It's no...
Okay.
It's no, we'll tear your soul apart, is it?
Okay, I'll have Shrek baptise my child.
Okay, yours are rubbish, but... Josh, come on, any film character, come on, any movie character.
Any movie character.
Any movie character you like.
I think we should think of the movie first. I think that makes it much easier, right?
Yeah, well, often.
I mean, I'd happily have Hagrid babysit my child.
There you go.
Ooh, that'd be good.
But your child is the one from The Exorcist. Just to mix the...
Oh, okay.
Just to mix it up a bit.
Classic.
Yeah. Oh, I can't really do any of the quotes from that because it's all got swearing in. No? All right, fine.
I don't know. It'd have to be something funny. It'd have to be someone good. You know what I mean? Someone that's lighthearted. Someone, I don't know.
No.
I don't like the whole sadistic pins into skin donkeys. What about...
Well, you're not welcome.
What about entering Chucky into Crufts? Can I do that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Horror fanatics.
What next story have you got?
What else we got? Okay. Oh, you guys are going to like this. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This was...
I mean, you've set it up now, Josh.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It's going to be good. Go on.
So, a man was rescued in Norway inside of a public toilet after diving in to recover his friend's phone. Apparently had some sensitive information on it. This is real. I swear to God. So in Norway, they basically have outhouses, like the old days where you can go out and you do your business, right?
Yeah.
It's called an outhouse. So they tried, this friend dropped the phone in and he came out. It's like, geez, I've lost my phone. So they tried to get a stick to recover it.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, they clear this outhouse out once a year. So just so you understand the conditions that they're going into, right? Yeah. So he's down there. He crawls in, I think, head first. He calls in because apparently this phone's got loads of sensitive stuff on it.
What? Yeah. It's got excrement on it, is what it's got.
No one else is going to go and pick it up. Yeah. So it'll be swimming through. Oh, phone!
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, look, his pin code's easy. Yeah. Oh,
wow. So he's down there for 1 hour. He reported that there was apparently animals crawling all over him. The fire brigade had to be called to cut the toilet open to get him out, and the phone was not recovered in that entire escape.
And you thought my pinhead story was horrible. Wow. You know what he should have done?
What? Right,
he should have cashed in one of his Sir Ian McKellen
wishes
and got over here McKellen's agent and gone, right, I need, how many has McKellen done? He's turned down a wedding, right? Has he? Right, well, I want him then as part of his 10 wish deal to crawl into a Norwegian toilet full of excrement to retrieve my phone. Dressed as Gandalf, yes. Yes, dressed as Gandalf. Yes, it's like Mountain Doom. Yes, it is, but with poo. Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes. And he has to... Does he have to do it? Yes, he has to do it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
That's why. If you drop your phone in a toilet, though, right? I mean, ordinarily, it wouldn't work anyway because they get wet, they don't work, right? Mm, so you haven't got to worry about the sensitive information.
That's a good point.
But if I drop my phone into one of those outhouse-style ones... of which I have seen them abroad, and maybe used one on occasion.
Right,
I wouldn't. I would leave.
You'd leave it.
I would leave that phone. There's no circumstance.
No,
that I would go into that. Even if my phone was one of those gold encrusted ones.
I don't think it's to do with the physical phone, though. What about the information you have on the phone?
Well, it's just on the...
No one's going to get that. No one's going to pick up the phone.
If you have someone's really important, their number's on the phone, and so you dive into...
Okay, you haven't backed it up to the cloud.
Yeah, the cloud, right. Yes.
So your phone is in there, and it's got stuff on it that you... I mean, there are, you know, maybe... I mean,
that's
it depends what it is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends what's so important on your phone that you would literally wade through... I don't want to use the S word, so I'm going to say the remake of Are You Being Served last night. in order to get that phone back. I mean, there's no...
It's not even his phone, it's his friend's phone. There must have been a lot of love there. Can imagine, that's a lot of love to dive into a toilet for your friend. Would you do that for me, John?
Do you know, the more I get to know you, the more I would.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Very quickly, final story.
What have we got? Final story is about Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. So there's been 300 offences reported nationwide since Pokemon Go has started. So thieves are essentially luring victims to locations to rob them as they hunt for these creatures. It ended up in there was a mass brawl that started on a green. So kind of 30 people were trying to find a rare Pokemon at some green in Surrey, and so the police had to be called because they were fighting over trying to catch this rare Pokemon, which is insane. But it's caused a lot of kerfuffle, I think people would say.
I don't know if that bubble had burst now, the Pokemon bubble.
Well, I saw someone playing it last night, and it was so weird. It's like seeing someone still campaigning for Brexit. It's like it's been done.
Everyone's done it.
Yeah, it's happened now. Just leave it.
But I don't. I mean, I know. You know, it's been around for a while now, and it's like, yeah. But what's weird is there are signs now appearing in public places.
Yeah.
Right, suggesting that warning you against it. So you go to where was I? It was like Newcastle Station or something. And there's a big sign up saying, players of Pokemon Go, this is a working railway station and thus very dangerous. Do not go onto the track searching for monsters. But like officially printed, it wasn't just handwritten. Yeah. It's now been officially printed because it's a thing.
The church at the top of my road invites people to a Pokemon Go thing. They've got signs up saying, come on Sunday and we'll all Pokemon Go together.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the church.
So it's a way of getting people into church.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So that's weird, isn't it? The church saying, oh, come in here and look for make-believe creatures.
The irony.
look for fantasy make-believe creatures.
Oh, dear.
That don't exist. There's a weird irony there. Interesting.
Awkward moments.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's Gandalf doing a wedding down the front there. Look, that's the picture I was talking about. It's not real. It's fictional. Like yeah, Jesus. So if you... thanks very much, by the way.
Yeah, no worries.
That's great. So that's Josh, who came in for our diversity pay-per-view. Well, you'll come back, won't you?
Of course.
Of course,
yeah,
you. Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, in the next hour or so, of course, there's the big debate. There will be the mystery quiz. Your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available
before,
to win.
Before 4 o'clock, we'll give away £5,000.
No, we will not.
One lucky person who simply has to identify the mystery object I'll be holding up in front of a microphone. £5,000.
£5,000 is not available to win.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs.
Big debate is next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here.
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Right now at Wix, there's 15% off everything when you click and collect until the 6th of September. Why? Because these are our homes. Wix. Let's do it right. Exclusions apply. Cannot be used in conjunction with any existing voucher. £75 minimum spend.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is, yes, up to 1 minute past 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a huge tax penalty for Apple. Security talks held with France. And hear from a man who had his leg amputated because of diabetes.
Talk Radio.
Apple has been told to pay up to £11 billion in back taxes. The EU competition watchdogs ruled a series of tax deals the tech giant has with the Irish government are illegal. Both the company and the Irish finance minister say they're going to appeal the decision. But European Competition Commissioner Margareta Vestager says the rules are clear.
Member states cannot give unfair tax benefits to selected companies. No matter if they are European or foreign, large or small, part of a group or not.
France and the UK have agreed to work more closely on counter-terrorism, security and migration. The Home Secretary has met with her French counterpart with the issue of the Calais migrant camp being discussed. Some French politicians want the so-called jungle move to England, which campaigners warn might happen if we left the EU. Jack Semple from the Road Haulage Association says more needs to be done to protect people crossing the Channel.
There's a real threat and fear among lorry drivers. It's been going on for a long time now. The menace is increasing. It's increased this year, and we really have to get a solution.
Australian police have paid tribute to a selfless British man who's died from his injuries after trying to save a backpacker who was stabbed to death. Tom Jackson intervened as fellow Briton Mia Aleph Chung was attacked at a hostel in Queensland last week. Local Mayor Lynn McLaughlin says the community is devastated.
I just want to express my deepest sympathy to his dad, and his friend was there at the hospital as well, and his whole family. Very importantly too, you know, his family and friends at the backpackers who had grown to love him while he was here, and the owners and, you know, the farms where he worked, everyone will feel this loss.
A diabetic man who had to have a foot removed has told Talk Radio it's unacceptable patients faced a postcode lottery when it comes to amputations. The charity Diabetes UK claims the number of this kind of operation is at an all-time high, up to 20 a day, but most are preventable. Robert Carew-Hunt says it's not right.
if some NHS trusts can get it right, then there's obviously a formula for getting it right, and it should be possible to follow that formula throughout the country and ensure there isn't a postcode lottery.
The controversial badger colour has been extended to five more areas of England: Herefordshire, Gloucestershire, Cornwall, Devon and Dorset. The animals will be shot in an attempt to stop the spread of bovine TB, but some campaigners think it's cruel and ineffective. And six Doctor Who episodes, which were lost after being aired 50 years ago, are reportedly being made into cartoons. The six-part story, The Power of the Daleks, which features the show's first regeneration, were thrown out of the BBC's archives.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Most places fine, dry and sunny this afternoon. Wet and breezy across western Scotland, though. Highs of 25 degrees.
Badger, 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 badger,
mushroom,
badger,
mushroom.
Badger, 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 badger. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I watched it not long ago, actually.
Do you remember who it was?
Who did it?
Yep.
No, I just remember the animations of the badgers. Because that was really...
It's like one of my earliest memories of the internet.
I was just going to say of YouTube, yeah.
Wasn't it something to do with Brian May from Queen?
Well, sort of. But he took a thing from years and years ago, which
the badger,
was an
badger,
internet,
badger,
yeah,
badger, but yeah.
And then made it into a song.
Yes.
Which was awful.
Yes. Great news, everyone. Okay, good. Just your badger story there.
No, I understood.
Fine. Good. Did you do the weather? Can't remember.
Yes, I did.
Okay, fine.
It's raining badgers.
Now here's... Hallelujah. Now here's Ben. Ben's got the sport, everybody. Ben has got the sport today, live from a car chase that then gets held up by a tractor.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England captain Wayne Rooney has announced he'll retire from international football after the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Manager Sam Allardyce has confirmed Rooney will stay on as skipper for the qualification campaign. The 32-year-old record goal scorer says he has one more major tournament left in the tank.
I'll be listed on myself. Russia will give me last opportunity to do anything with England, so I'm going to try and enjoy these 2 years and then...
On to cricket, and after winning the toss and electing to bat at Trent Bridge, England have moved on for 72 for 1 in the 13th over in the third one-day international with Pakistan. Finally, Europe's Ryder Cup golf captain Darren Clarke has named Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer and Belgian Thomas Peters as his wildcard picks to face the USA. There's no place for Luke Donald, Graham McDowell or Russell Knox. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
So Ben there with the sports live from a car chase that's been held up by a tractor. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
And we were just earlier on finding out what our rivals are doing in the radio. So what's Jeremy Vine up to this afternoon on Radio 2?
Thank you, Ken. Good afternoon. The Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2. And I hope you had a very nice extended weekend. Whatever you were doing. Today, the killing of Peter Stringfellow. Did you see the students cheering and do you relate to their jubilation? Plus, Conservative MPs are still raging in lots of parts of the UK. Tell us how the one near you started. There may be a new law fining the car owner for any children thrown from their car windows. And will Thursday's elections bring forest fires a few feet closer?
BBC Radio 2.
So, good afternoon, Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And if I said to you the word green, and then if I said to you the word wizard, what am I talking about? Well, of course, the answer to that is that they're both types of sleeves. There's been a lot of controversy over sleeves over the bank holiday weekend, of course. It's really all anyone has been talking about. So it's certainly been trending on Twitter and on all of the social media. Everyone just talking about sleeves. What with Iraqi militants recruiting child soldiers in the war against ISIS and that bridge collapsing on the M20 in Kent over the weekend. Everyone everyone is talking about sleeves. Are both of those incidents the fault of sleeves? The fact that people are still very much wearing sleeves in 2016. It's a hot day today, of course, over most of the country, as we heard there in Victoria's weather. Many, today at least, are getting on without sleeves. For instance, you think, have any bridges collapsed onto the M20 today, where many people are in summer tops? Well, the answer to that, of course, is no. And is that a coincidence? Well, on the line listening to this discussion about sleeves and wanting to contribute to it, which is why he's called in. He's on the line we've got here in the studio that's based on Pythagoras' theorem. It's line 3.142. We've got Toby. Good afternoon, Toby.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Hi there, John.
Hi there. Thanks for calling in, Toby. Now,
Thank you. I'm so glad to be on your British radio.
Okay, good. You don't think we need sleeves anymore?
No, I don't like them.
Why don't you like them?
I don't like them because they're communists. Because communists invented them and communists wear them.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't never seen a communist in a T-shirt. Have you?
Not in living memory, certainly. But I don't know that you can tar all communists with the sleeveless brush. Can you?
I'd like to tar them all. I don't care. I could use one of my uncle's brushes. I'd tar them with that.
Right. Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manchester.
Manchester,
in England.
Oh, right. Fine. Just checking. Good. Toby. Hold the line there, because I want to bring in someone else. I want to bring in Martin, who's just heard you there and has called in to disagree with you. Martin, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you've heard Toby there. He says that sleeves are communist. He wants to tar the arms, I think, if I read between the lines, he wants to tar the arms of people who wear sleeves, thus tarring the sleeves to their arms, I guess, which is maybe counterproductive. We'll ask him about that in a moment. But I want to get your opinion on this, Martin. Sleeves are controversial. Should we have them or not?
Well, I mean, I'm absolutely clear that communism has been one of the greatest forces for good of the last 200 years. And,
yeah,
of course, you know, we've seen an awful lot of sort of, you know, capitalists trying to tar communist sleeves to their arms. But the simple truth is that sleeves are fantastic. They keep your arms covered up. And, of course, I think the key point here is about magicians who do need their sleeves to do tricks. And I just wonder, you know, why Toby has this sort of obsession with trying to get rid of all the enjoyable, wholesome entertainment. Before you know it, we'll find PC's gone so mad you can't lock a woman up in a box and saw her in half.
There you go, Toby. You heard that. If you get rid of sleeves, we won't be able to lock people in boxes, particularly women, in Martin's case there, and saw them in half. That's political correctness gone mad, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, John. I don't want to be casting aspersions or nothing, but I think you may have a communist there on the phone, on the other end of the phone.
Martin, you a communist?
There's certain dirty words these days. I'm not going to admit to it, but I'd like to ask Toby if he's a capitalist.
I don't even know what that is. I mean, I'm an American, and that's all that matters.
That is so typical of capitalists, isn't it? And if there's the opposed to communist cause all over the country, I ask you, you know, was Che Guevara a good man or wasn't he?
It don't matter.
Toby, it's a good, that is a valid point, actually. You know, and it's a yes or no. Was Che Guevara a good man, yes or no?
No.
Okay,
he
but
was not.
No, and
he
is that
had
he had sleeves, exactly.
You don't know what he was doing with his hands. That's why he has that mysterious smile.
Yes. Time. Well, look, let's expand this debate further, because we're getting some texts in here, as you'd expect. Let me put this to you. I'm just reading through some of them now. All the saved material, this is coming from Nicholas, all the saved material, if we did get rid of sleeves, could be reused to build tents for migrants. Now, Martin, you are for sleeves, but you can't argue that the cloth saved could build tents for migrants in Calais.
Look, I love migrants as much as the next man. I don't think anyone could accuse me of being anti-migrants. If we want to make enough material to build tents for migrants in Calais, which is important, we need to get rid of trousers. That's the fundamental solution.
Yeah.
People have been wearing trousers far too long, and this obsession going after sleeves, it doesn't make sense. There's more material to be saved in trousers. We get rid of trousers. Who's unhappy?
That's a very good point, isn't it, Toby? Because it tends to be that a leg is thicker than an arm, often. So if you get rid of trouser legs instead of sleeves, then you are collecting more material. Like, you can't argue with that.
Well, you know what, John? You know what? I don't have much truck with the uneducated opinions of a trouser-obsessed communist. But I do know that if you took all that material, you could make some hats for cows.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could make hats for cows. No one's denying that. But many would say that we don't need a cow's hat is not as important as shelter in Calais, is it? I mean, that's a yes or no as well, isn't it?
No.
Would you build a giant?
They look mighty pretty.
Yeah.
In hats made out of sleeves.
Yeah, but it's not straying
in
off
hats
the...
made out
yeah,
of sleeves.
Martin.
I want cows to have hats.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. But I wonder how often Toby has gone for a walk in the woods in a sleeveless shirt, tripped over and fallen in a cow pat. And suddenly you find you wish you had some sleeves to protect you from the cow pat.
Well, this is all good. Now, but look, let's get to the crux of it now.
I'm proud. I'm proud to fall in a cow pad in an American wood.
Yes, right. Look, I want to get to the crux of this, right? Here's some things that are coming in, right? If we get rid of sleeves, right, you could join sleeve... Bear with me. If you slice a sleeve in half down the middle, down the seam, right, and then you sew it to another sleeve, and then another sleeve, and then another sleeve, and so on, eventually you've got one great big giant, let's call it a wizard's sleeve, right? A great big one, right? That's flapping about all over the place, right? Which is of very little use. Now, if then you were, and bear with me, to line that wizard sleeve with concrete, what you've got then is what? A tunnel. Yes? Yeah,
of course.
Which could, of course, be used
for what? A tunnel for
migrants.
And very small one.
Yes, and therefore you are helping.
You mean you want to give unfettered access to tiny little migrants through a concrete sleeve? Is that what you're demanding?
Well, yeah, in a way,
is that
yes.
What you British think about when you sleep at night?
No, I don't. I've had no personal dreams of tiny migrants. I mean, I'm not.
I've had many dreams of tiny migrants through a little sleeve. That's part of why I like sleeves.
Well, that's not surprising coming from a trouser-obsessed communist. You do have them kind of dreams. I don't. I had those dreams erased from me long ago.
I want to ask another question. What would children and Paul Ross wipe their noses on if it weren't for sleeves?
Such a good point. Probably other people, which is disgusting. Paul Ross has an entourage of Girl Scouts who help with his shows, and he'd probably be wiping his nose on the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, but that's
so
not
he hit the Girl Scouts?
That's not a world anyone wants to live in, isn't it? Where Paul Ross wipes his snot.
No, it's horrible.
On
it's horrible.
Children. That's not a nice thing to have.
I don't know
nice.
who this Paul Ross is, but you could use communists for that.
Yeah. American losing it now. I need you to sum up this debate in one word for us about whether or not we need sleeves. Toby first.
Patriotism.
Thank you. Martin.
Modern day slavery.
Monday slavery. If you've got any opinion as to whether or not we should A, have sleeves, B, what the hell Toby's accent was, then do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll take your messages and reactions next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen, Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Civic 1.4 Sport, from its rear parking camera with multi-angle view to its dusk-sensing lights that turn on as daylight fades. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Civic 1.4 Sport. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of building materials stocked in volume, in store, and always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of tools and workwear, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Eye contact. On the morning commute. With a total stranger. No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's southbound M6 is closed near Standish Junction 28 to 27 following a serious accident. There's northbound delays past the scene. The M5 in Worcestershire is struggling north around Junction 6 for Worcester. Two lanes are closing the roadworks because of an accident. The A3 Milford bypass in Surrey is currently blocked south by a lorry which is overturned. Devon's A30 in Oakhampton's keying west towards the Oakhampton services where a caravan's overturned. One lane's closed. And in Powys, A470 near the Slanted Lodge roundabout. Still closed both ways after an accident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then to you. Very quickly, some of your reactions coming in very quickly, Courtney. Very quickly,
lots coming in. Countries are building up their arms and they need sleeves to put them in. That's coming from you. And France have banned the sleeve. And look what happened there.
Exactly, thank you. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now then, on this programme, we very much like to help people out with their ideas, often ludicrous ideas that don't work properly, to wit, the Kickstarter. Here we are, giving a helping hand to a Kickstarter. We do it on a weekly basis. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like to kick up the arse by coming onto the radio to talk about it, you know, ludicrous idea for which you beg the public coin, then get in touch. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's time for one now. So, on the line now is such a beast. He's not an actual beast, he's a man. He's on the line from China for some inexplicable reason. His name's Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. What are you doing in China?
Well, I personally care a lot about this product, so I decided to come out here and just make sure the factory is doing everything right.
I like it. Okay, good. Right. Well, for those that don't know, and they don't because I haven't told them yet, what is your Kickstarter product?
The product that we launched on Kickstarter is the Everdry sock. It's the all-terrain waterproof sock. So basically, it's to help with people doing outdoor activities such as hiking, fishing, snow sports, anything really that requires dry feet.
Right, I see. And the critics would say, and I'm not one, mind, but critics might say, yeah, but we've got shoes.
Yeah, that is all well and true. But, you know, shoes can only go so far.
Well, they go as far as you can walk in them, presumably. I don't. So, where does the shoe stop and the sock begin for you, Mike?
I guess it would be at the top of the shoe. Basically, we just want to have you covered, really, like, as much as possible. You know, we believe quite strongly in taking care of our troops where we can. So, you know, I mean, these are things of the public past, but such as, you know, trench foot and just other stuff where you are, you know, subject to muddy conditions and just, you know, swampy areas where your feet can get wet. We want to help out as best we can.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I think there's no one alive that hasn't, with a sock on, stepped in a puddle, or B, just gone, I think, thinks, oh, I know what I'll do, I'll just nip outside to put a bin out, or, like, get the washing, or whatever, get something from the car, whatever it might be, and not being asked to put our shoes on, and then the moment we've stepped onto a squelchy mat, we've instantly regretted it. So this could be not just for your army and your all-terrain hikers and your fishers, but for the everyday person, Mike, couldn't it, who just wants to get something from the car in the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that scenario has happened to the best of us. You know, it was a struggle I went through most of my life before I found these socks. And, yeah, you know, now even I was testing them in the shower, and, you know, they work marvelously.
So, I mean, are you allowed to tell us how they work? I mean, if they keep your feet dry in any situation, I know you've got a kind of a water test on the Kickstarter site. Are you allowed to give us the lowdown on how it works, or is it a closely guarded secret?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's no real secret, like, nothing too, like, confidential. But basically, it works with three layers. So the outside layer is a nylon polymer blend, just for durability. And the inside layer is a nice, warm merino wool. Mm. You know, helps keep your feet dry and helps with away sweat. But the interesting part is in the central layer. It's an intelligent membrane layer where basically it still allows your feet to breathe. It allows sweat to leave your feet, but through its composite materials, it doesn't allow water in. So really, it's quite intelligent.
Yeah. So in terms of, I mean, the question that most people want to know is, it's all very well having socks that are, as you say, ever dry and waterproof and all terrain, but have you incorporated any technology that stops one of them getting lost in the wash?
I'll tell you what, like, if someone loses a sock, then they can give me a call and I'll see what I can do for them.
Okay, just as a spare backup sock. If they indeed repel water, though, I mean, how do you wash them?
It's quite simple, really. It's just 40 degrees. Like, yeah, it does wash, but, like, I think when you're drying it, the best way to do it is just turn it inside out.
Yeah, you've literally...
You know, because I think on the inside layer is where you really want it to wash deep. So you should turn it inside out before popping it in the washing machine, you know, because that's where your feet odor really is.
Yeah. When you road tested this idea, I mean, did you have to sort of road test it on a number of different, because every foot's different, isn't it? And I wonder, you know, if you did you sort of literally road tested it on a number of different feet, because, you know, some feet do sweat more than others.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first test was me hopping in the shower with it just to make sure it actually worked.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, you know, I've had people, like, multiple, you know, friends and people just, like, reaching out who've asked to use it. Like, a friend of mine went to the Great Wall of China with it, and he went hiking there, and he said it was great.
Yeah.
And, have you had the missus try them on, and she enjoys wearing them on those cold nights?
Sex sock. It is, which, you know, could well be for the future. I'm just saying. Anyway, no, Cass, the producer, is shaking your head at me in a shut your face, John, sort of a way. So how much do you need? How much, you know, where are you in your Kickstarter?
All right, well, right now we're looking to raise £20,000. It seems quite high, but that's mainly to fund our first batch of production, really.
Yeah.
You know, the factory that's going to have to make it, they need to make it to the right specifications, and, you know, they have their minimums. So really, the capital will be used to bring it to the world. So, like, you know, once the packaging is done, yeah, and shipping, that's the number we're going to need to bring this into reality.
Are you going to expand it beyond the sock?
Yeah, we're looking into other technologies. Like, we're looking into expanding into gloves, and then long term we'll be doing outerwear, like coats and jackets, because, yeah, you know, of course, you know, a coat should keep you dry.
Yeah,
dry.
I mean, it could be good use, good getting the brand in there. It could be, you know, like, I mean, not so much now, but it could come back. Is that the onesie was quite fashionable, wasn't it, at one point, you know, amongst idiots. And I wonder if you could combine, you have a onesie that just covers up everything, so, you know, there's just no bit of you will get wet, in a manner of speaking.
I think that's the dream, really.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you want to be in a waterproof onesie?
Yeah.
I think might have some sleeping bag companies and tent companies lobbying against it, but, you know, hey ho, let's do it.
Yeah, I think, well, look, I wish you all the best with it, of course. So remind us where we will find it, should we wish to go and... oh, how much, by the way, yeah, good question. How much would a pair of socks cost me when they're ready to go?
Currently, on Kickstarter, you can get it from as little as £19.
Yep.
So we have our super early bird special. We also have another £19, and that's for the first 100 buyers. And then we also have a second lot of 100 pairs for, again, £19. But the second 100 pairs, those are reserved especially for, you know, our servicemen special. So basically that's for people that are either serving our country or buying it for someone who's doing that, because, you know, we really, like I mentioned before, we really do want to support our troops,
yeah,
in whatever little way we can. So, yeah, and that's our little way of just giving back, you know, like, they've given us so much. And if we can give back even the smallest of discounts,
I mean,
that's what we want to do.
No, and I think you're right. I mean, it's a fair exchange, isn't it? You know, fighting a war, a foreign war in a foreign distant land to keep us safe from ISIS, repaid with some socks. I think that's fair. I've got one final question, which I know is the one that everyone listening wants to know the answer to, is, do they make good sock puppets?
They make the best.
There we go. That is Mike. He's in China overseeing the manufacture of Everdry socks. They're an all-terrain waterproof sock. You will find it on Kickstarter. Mike, what do we search for? Everdry?
You just type in Everdry, E-V-E-R-D-R-Y, and it's the first thing that comes up. You can also find it on Facebook at Everdry Socks.
There you go. Right, Mike, thanks very much. If you've got a Kickstarter that you'd like us to give an on-air kick up the arse to, then simply get in touch. You can come on the radio. You can, I guess you can text us, 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or you can tweet us on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Better late than never. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now, at just after 3:30, Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Apple has been ordered to pay up to £11 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The European Commission's rule that a special scheme to route profits through the country was illegal. Both Apple and the Irish finance minister say they want to appeal the decision. Heather Self is a tax lawyer.
The problem for the Irish government is that this potentially undermines their tax system. But what's actually interesting about the ruling is that they've suggested that other countries, including the US, could try to collect more tax instead, and that might actually be the way out of this.
France and the UK have agreed to work more closely on counter-terrorism, security and migration. The Home Secretary has met her French counterpart as some politicians call for official border checks to be moved to the UK side of the channel. Australian police have described a British man as selfless following his death a week after trying to save a backpacker who was killed. Tom Jackson was injured while trying to help fellow Briton Mir Alif Chung, who is being attacked at a hostel in Queensland. A controversial badger cull has been extended to 5 more areas. Authorities are attempting to stop the spread of TB in cattle in parts of Herefordshire, Somerset, Dorset, Devon and Cornwall. Animal rights campaigners argue the policy doesn't work and is inhumane. And in sport, England captain Wayne Rooney says the 2018 World Cup in Russia will be his final international tournament. New manager Sam Allardyce has confirmed the forward will stay on as skipper. The weather: cloud and outbreaks of rain across Scotland and Northern Ireland will gradually spread into Northern England and Wales overnight. Lows of 16 degrees. Tomorrow that rain will continue to spread, but it'll be fine and warm in the southeast. Highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
What's on that chair?
So, when Aidan was here and I was waiting for him to clear off out of my seat...
Work experience pundit Aidan.
Correct. I noticed there's a dusty wine gum or sweet up there, but it's not the main part of the seat, so I'm not sitting on it, but it's underneath.
I'm fairly sure I saw dusty wine gum headlining the country stage.
Really?
A recent festival.
Really?
So what, there's a dusty wine gum?
Yeah, have a look, I'll turn the chair around.
That's not the first time you said that. I can't see your dusty wine gum.
Well, you're too short, obviously.
It's just on the little ledge, sort of, behind the chair.
Can you see it yet?
Oh, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
Someone's genuinely stored a wine gum on the back of a chair.
Stored it.
Out of sight.
I wonder who's coming back to get that.
And it is dusty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat it.
No. You eat it.
No.
Now.
Cornelius would eat that.
If it was like the start of the show, he'd have to.
That's true, actually, when you have to do what you're challenged to do.
Clearing up that wine gum at the end of today's show.
We all know what's going to happen tomorrow. Just after 1 o'clock as we come on air. And paid intern Cornelius will be eating a dusty wine gum that's been on a chair since time immemorial. Anyway, what are we doing in this half an hour? Oh, that's right. We're giving away some meat.
Yes.
Yes, in a game of band or shoe. Theresa May, of course, has said that her most treasured possession is shoe-based. So we'll be playing a game of band or shoe. Is it the name of a band or the name of a shoe? If you'd like to play, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you could win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb. Hell, we'll even throw in a dusty wine gum. Or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. All coming up on the programme very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. And ahead of giving away the meat for the victor, the winner, to the victor, the spoils. Although the meat is not spoiled, let me be very clear. It's fresh and will be vacuum-packed to you should you win. Ahead of that, anyway, a game of band or shoe, there's a small matter of Professor Stephen Hawking, who, of course, joins us on a regular basis to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. It works like this. He tells us a joke. Oh, no, not the whole joke. Just the setup to the joke. If you want the punchline, it's only available on our podcast, which is available from the end of the week. So, for instance, if you download this week's podcast of last week's show, if that makes any sense, what you'll do is you'll get the joke Professor Stephen Hawking came in to tell last week, plus the punchline only on the podcast. So we're about to do the setup for this week's punchline, only available at the end of the week on the podcast. The reason... It's like an audio version of a lolly stick. If you remember the lollipops that you used to have of yesteryear, they used to have a set up to a joke on the lolly, and then the punchline was hidden beneath the icy treat. And if you wanted to get to it, you'd have to suck the lolly off. And that's when you'd reveal the... It's like that. It's an audio version. Michael McIntyre's joined us as well.
Hello, how are you? Good to be here. It's great to be here on my favourite station of them all. It's Talk Radio.
Do you remember the lolly... Do you remember lollipops? Do you remember lollipops?
Don't mock me, okay? Now, here's the thing, okay? Yes. Ice creams, ice yes? Cream. You get them from ice cream vans and they're sometimes on a stick.
Yeah, ice cream
but ice creams, okay. They're also sometimes in a tub. Now... Why is it it's the only food that comes in a tub?
Butter.
Why are people putting food in tubs? Tubs are for one thing, and that's medicinal cream and bathwater. I don't want to eat out of bathwater, thank you.
Michael McIntyre there. Funny as ever.
You right?
Yeah. Right, so Professor Stephen Hawking, he's rocked up. Well, he's rolled up. It's time to play the overly long intro music.
Why did Princess Diana cross the road?
And there he was, Professor Stephen Hawking there with his setup to a joke. Why did Princess Diana cross the road? The punchline to that only available on our podcast, which will be out at the end of the week. Find our podcast. Why not subscribe to it? Why not go on iTunes and review it? Or whatever it is you do on iTunes with podcasts. Do that, probably. And you can find it at iTunes.co.uk, iTunes, wherever iTunes
iTunes
is. You'll find it on iTunes.com.
Grandad, Jesus.
Come on. iTunes and
talkradio.co.uk.
Next, we'll give away some meat on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota, always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire southbound M6 is closed near Standish junction 28 to 27 following a serious accident. There's northbound delays past the scene. The M5 in Worcestershire is struggling north around junction 6 for Worcester. Two lanes are closing the roadworks because of an accident. The A3 Milford bypass in Surrey is currently blocked south by a lorry which is overturned. The Evans A30 in Oakhampton's keen west towards the Oakhampton services where a caravan's overturned. One lane's closed and in Powys A470 near the Llanid Lodge roundabout. Still closed both ways after an accident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Order! Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, of course, home of the news and current affairs. Everything about the news is very complicated, isn't it? The news is very complicated. If you've ever seen the news, you'll realise how complicated it actually can be. But fear it no more, because this is where we help you understand it by taking the news and breaking it down into its component parts. Because it is complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
No.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
No, neither can many people, which is why they write in telling us they can't get their head around it. So, for everyone who has, and you, here is what happens when you explain the news in its, the obvious way to really navigate through it. It's Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. All hail the news in haikus.
Cyclist hit by mail. Deer in Ireland. Dublin is popular with stags.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
You listen to Talk Radio. It's home of the big meat giveaway. Let's give away some meat right now. Because we're not racist. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. We genuinely, many people think it's a joke. It isn't. We genuinely give out meat as a prize. You can choose a lamb, a beef or a chicken or a box of organic veg. Yes, that is also available. You do it today in a game of banned or. But a game of banned or what? Well, because of Theresa May suggesting that, I think, let me quote you, the greatest love of her life are her shoes. That's what Theresa May, the Prime Minister, has said, of course. So today we play band or shoe. Shoes have ridiculous names, so do bands. Is it a band or is it a shoe? And you can win some meat. Let's find out. Let's meet clever today's contestant who texted in wanting to play. He's called Jez. He's on the phone. Hello, Jez.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good. You?
Fine, thank you.
Very good. Where are you, Jez, and what do you do?
Well, I'm in Portsmouth at the minute. I work for an electrical wholesaler, and it'll not surprise you to know I'm just about to deliver some grass to Spain. Don't ask. It's need to know. I'm dreading going through customs, though.
Right, yes.
So, no, it's artificial grass I'm delivering. Nothing to do with electrical wholesaling, but, you know, I just do what I'm told.
No idea what you're talking about. But anyway, Jez is on the phone. You're in Portsmouth, but you're not from Portsmouth, right, Jez?
No, listen, I'm from Yorkshire.
Good man.
I'm about to get on the ferry in Portsmouth.
Good, good. I like
to
this.
Deliver some grass to Spain.
To deliver some grass to Spain. Why do you need to take grass to Spain?
It's artificial grass, and it's to go around this swimming pool for our boss. And it's cheaper to buy it from here and take it over. And I'm not going to complain because I get the gig.
Oh, absolutely right. No, and certainly you shouldn't. But that's interesting. Artificial grass around a swimming pool. Now, Spain, I would think, would be a country where you could just grow grass willy and nilly. Yes.
Yes, that's what I said, but apparently not.
No.
I'm not going to change his mind, am I?
Is artificial grass? I mean, can you tell it from the real thing, or is it like that plasticky stuff in the window of a greengrocer?
John, I don't know much about artificial grass, to be honest, but all I've done is loaded it onto the back of my van. But I would imagine it's like, you know, I don't know, it's just in big rolls it is.
Big rolls, yeah, okay, fine.
Well, I don't know anything about artificial grass.
Got big rolls of grass. All right. Jez, if you score highly in band or shoe, what meat would you choose? Or, given your grass knowledge, the box of organic veg?
I would choose lamb.
Lamb. Mm. Very strong choice this spring, this fine spring day. So, it is a game of Bandleshoe. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Hi, Cornelius.
Hi.
And Asprodcast through the glass will be keeping score. All you have to do then is tell me whether or not it's a band or whether it's a shoe. Very simple. Let's play band or shoe. Here we go. Right, alphabetical order, of course. Jez and Cornelius. Jez first. Band or shoe? Crossdresser. Crossdresser.
Is a band.
No, it's a shoe. A crossdresser is a shoe. It's the name of a shoe. Cornelius, predator.
That's a shoe. It's a trainer.
There you go. It's a trainer. Very good. Glass slipper. Band or shoe?
shoe.
No, it's a band. I mean, realistically, I mean, you could argue that it's a fictional shoe from Cinderella, but on this occasion, it's a band. So, Cornelius, dirty slipper.
I'm going to go band.
He's right.
Yeah,
he's very good. Jez, come on. Air holes.
Air holes.
Yes.
Air holes. And is a band.
It's a shoe, an air hole. It's a shoe, is it? Cornelius,
an air hole.
Arseholes, Cornelius.
Band.
It's a band, yeah, that's right, yeah. Arseholes, O-U-R-S-O-L-E-S, Arseholes. Sandals of Majesty, Jez. Sandals of...
Yeah, I know this one. Go definite. On. It's a definite shoe.
It's a band.
I thought it might be.
Yes. Almond tart. Cornelius, almond tart.
Shoe.
It's a shoe.
Yeah, because almond is a colour.
And a tart is...
So...
A cake.
Yes, right. So, colour cake is what you say.
Colour cake, yeah.
Band or shoe, Randy Sandals.
Randy Sandals is, of course, a band.
That's absolutely right. Singer-songwriter, Randy Sandals. Yeah, yeah. Cornelius, Fire Moon.
Shoe.
Shoe!
Yeah! Fire moon.
Brown shoe.
Brown shoe. Where's the shoe?
It's a band.
I've got a brown shoe.
Yeah, it's a band cover. Well, that's the colour of the shoe, it's not the name of the shoe.
Nope.
Cornelius, rock shoe.
Band.
It's a band, good.
Oh.
Jez. band or shoe? Das Boot. Das Boot.
Das Boot?
Yes.
It must be a band.
It's a film, but...
it is, yes. Das Boot.
Yes, so no points. Cornelius, Glitter Boot.
band.
Boot.
Boot. Oh, shoe, yeah.
Jez, Glitter Band.
It's a shoe.
No, it's Gary Glitter's. We don't talk about him anymore.
No.
Cornelius, jazz off.
band?
Shoe!
What?
It's a jazz off shoe.
Never heard of it.
It's a jazz off shoe. Dr. Martin's Stompers. Dr. Martin's Stompers.
Is a shoe.
Is a band.
No,
it's a band, isn't it?
No.
I've got loads of these. Black Lace.
Black Lace.
Black Lace.
Band.
Yeah. Black Lace Ups.
Shoe.
Yes!
Yay!
Sneaker Pimps.
band.
Band, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Sneaker Pumps.
Shoe.
Yes!
Yeah.
The Fizzy Tongue. <Come on. laughs>
band.
Shoe.
Hello? Oh,
shoe. Shoe. I had to check then. I wasn't sure. Shoebriness. Jez, Shoebriness.
Shoebriness?
Yeah.
Is a band.
That's a place in Essex.
Oh.
and finally, yeah. Cornelius, a Nike Wazzuk.
Shoe.
I made it up. Let's go to right. That's the end of Anna's shoe. Let's go. Thank God. Let's go to Ask Broadcast, who has got the scores through the glass. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Ask Broadcast will now speak in Northern tongue, which none of us fully understand.
You're right.
Right.
I'll translate. Hello.
What?
What's the score?
Oh, yeah. I'll just start the system. Hang on.
I will just begin the system. It's a very slow system.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
I hope
the ferry doesn't come while you're there. It's going to be...
Yeah, I know.
Sort of dial-up system.
Sorry.
It's a good job you've got a good printer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got the printer speed things up a bit, yeah.
We're in.
Right, here we go. So, just...
How do you spell grass?
G-R-A-S-S. Grass.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. It rhymes with ass, broadcast. Through the glass, grass.
And you go into Spain?
Spain. I'll just translate. Spain.
and you're in a car?
In a van. You don't get much grass in a car.
You obviously haven't been dogging with Paul Ross. I mean, I haven't either. Let me just be clear.
I see. Yeah. I thought you knew from experience, John.
Just what I read in the papers. It's very slow, just slow system. Sorry.
I type quick, but the system's slow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to print it off now.
Go on and print it off. There we go. Sorry, Jez, it's quite a slow printer.
Quite a slow printer.
No problem.
It's almost done now.
Someone's just texted in saying... Is the guy on the phone related to Dick Dastardly's dog, Muttley?
Are you, Jazz?
Yeah, I am. Band.
Here we go.
Oh, no, it's finished.
It's finished.
I've got the scores.
Hey!
Calm down, Jazz. Right, here we go. So we're looking for scores.
Yep, I've got scores.
Yeah, what are they?
Cornelius.
Hello.
Shockingly,
yes,
got 9.
9?
Mm. I know, he got so many right. I thought,
good at band and shoes.
You're not. And Jez got 3.
Right.
Please, without.
Which makes Jez the winner!
Yay!
Congratulations, Jez, you're the winner. Well done. You've won.
Brilliant.
You've won some lamb. You've won some lamb.
That wasn't me.
Congratulations on winning.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels to Spain.
Cheers.
With your van load of grass. Good. Right, that's Jez. He's won a thing. He's won some lamb in a game of band or shoe. Just time, by the way, to tell you that Donald Trump, we were talking about this earlier, Donald Trump has, of course, launched his advertising campaign. Now, this is a... He spent £7.6 million he spent on a TV advertising campaign, radio adverts as well. And earlier on, we had the scoop, didn't we? We had the exclusive first play of Donald Trump's new TV ad. James Max is just in time to hear it, actually. Afternoon, James.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Yes, good, thank you. We were just talking about Donald Trump's TV and a radio advertising campaign.
Oh, excellent.
We've got an exclusive first play of his radio ad that's being played.
Yeah,
so you can have a listen to this.
Oh, yes, please.
Just to leave you with that, really, today. So, £7.6 million he spent on this. Donald Trump's TV ad, sort of outlining what he wants, what he plans to do should he go forward and win the American election. So here we go.
Trump point. One stop to port the lot. Trump point.
In the US, we've got a great range of different immigrants stocked in volume in our jobs, schools, and our towns. And with our range of guns and ignorance, at Trump Point, we've got everything you need to get them out the country. So why vote for anyone else? Plus, we've got all the materials you'll ever need to build a wall between America and Mexico. Trump Point. Trump hatred. Trump prices. Trump only.
Trump Point!
Trump Point there, the advertising campaign.
Well, that's
Donald Trump. That's catchy, isn't it?
That's brilliant.
Yes. I mean, it's not going to leave your head now, is it, that?
No.
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 Good.
I just love the fact that when you speak to Americans and just tell them what Trump means in English, that I find is tremendously puerile, but entertaining nonetheless.
Yeah, which describes Americans.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So what's coming up, James, in drive time?
Well, we're going to have some berries and trimming hedges and cutting back the undergrowth because Jamie Butterworth, our gardening expert's coming back. In addition to that, the fallout from the EU ruling on Apple. We'll be speaking to the outgoing leader of UKIP, Nigel Farage, yes. Finding out also about waste and talking about what you sleep in. What do you sleep in?
The nude.
Blimey.
Thanks so much.
On that bombshell.
Yes. Thanks so
there's
much.
An image. Lucky it's radio.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
I also presented the nude, as you can see.
Yes, I can.
We're going to end...
I wouldn't be so proud.
...on the news, explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, people write to say it's very complicated. Cornelius, I know it's very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
And when you break the news down into its component parts, what do you end up with? Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Owen Smith boasts about having 29 inches, which is John's height.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.